we can help.
Let's try over here. Does that look better?
That was good.
All right, guys. Love you all. 3, 2, 1. See ya.
Freedom. 简简单单的快乐，今年完成的还不错，新年继续认真工作，多陪家人，也要玩得开心。
Where are you going with that disc? You are not putting that on again, Marcel. Okay, if you press that button, you are in very, very big.
Israel Cohen, a leading communist in England, in his A Racial Program for the 20th Century, wrote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill into the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America into our hands." There you have the Jewish communist program in a nutshell. They live a life of maximum violence and a total lack of any ethics at all. The Black Plague.
I just wanted to reach out and say thank you so much.
Bro, go to your doctor. Ask for a referral to a psychiatrist. Ask your psychiatrist for lorazepam. Drive to a liquor store and wash your pills down with some Absinthe Buddy. Perform these steps, then channel your Nazi energy inside. Think of how gay the Jews are.
Fighting hate for good. Standing up against anti-Semitism.
Then release your energy blast.
Ultimate Supreme Gentleman Hitler, thank you. I gotta say, World War I Hitler was underrated. World War I Hitler was hellish ready, like he was going for this toned down gripped look, not going for bulk. It was actually really cool, bros. Ultimate Supreme Gentleman Hitler, thank you.
I'd say it's fairly obvious that you're with me.
Right,
and G hit the pop and the bang. I'm gonna shave a little bit off of the top of the brain. You better hope that when I see you, I don't cock in a bang. I think I got him big and monkey and I like him a chance. Look, I know that being white is on the back of the bang, but you'll always be a nigger and that's not gonna change. Bitch, white boy grew up on the block of the gang. You see the flame and I'm putting some hot in your brain. There, your shit starts by your fucking at a reggae tape. That motherfucker always acting like a pack a day. Me and nut, deep in the gut. I know that every faggot dream of fucking me in the butt. Fix up, sex and violence.
I'm Hitler's top guy.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Tankland on a Tuesday night. I hope you all are off to a great start of the week. Holy moly, that chat is so tiny. I've got a man. I'll have it fixed tomorrow night. You know I will. Tomorrow night. Oh, tomorrow's Wednesday. Anyway, come to you live on Goyim TV. Streaming over on X for a little bit. I'll probably cut that stream around midnight, maybe. So you need to make an account at goyimtv.com if you want to join the base chat. I've also thrown it up on Telegram just in case there are some attacks like last time. And entropy. And my name's Ben Tanklin. I name the Jew, and you should too. And most of you guys already do because you are the most based white folk this side of the Mississippi. Hey, hey, do you like my shirt?
Hell yeah, bro. Really?
Whoa, Redneck 772. See, it did it again. Okay, so now Bastion has really been on top of this. At least it's showing it here. O/ from Canada. Some of these chats are cutting off early. And thank you very much. And that's on entropy side, so it's still taking him, and then the next time it'll show up. So it's a glitch. They put a new patch in. They're trying to fix the bugs, but our dude Bastion's on top of it, and I've been following along in the entropy chat. Thank you again, Redneck 772, and looks like we got a nice early crew here tonight. I like it. Oh, whoa. Man, look, let's go ahead and say hi. We got White Power 1. We got Eldrad Uthran. We got Rat Juice, Killer Clown, Blood and Soil, 1488. What a base name. Regular John. Not Extraordinary John, Regular John. We got Jew Eating Pennywise, Redneck 772, Carl Luger, 1488, White for Life, 14 Mawa, 88, Tango Alpha Vector, The Early Bird, Lion Art, Dad Waffin, Bad Waffin, couple of back-to-back Waffins, Noose, Zero Turn Goy, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, the very first and original moderator of the Ben Tanklin Show, based and jacked as fuck at all times. I was trying to think of something that would rhyme with Black Hawk Bill. It ain't Slack Talk Mill. It's Black Hawk Bill. And he's 100% not
run by Jews.
And you can take that to the bank. Every damn night. Every damn night. Really, that's right. Thank you so much. And I'm glad you're still hanging tough with me. Great to see you guys. For all you new people, give you a follow. I'm just a regular old dude. I'm not here to shake and change the world. I'm changing my own world. And the Ben Tanklin Project is just me sharing my life, living and breathing the pro-white movement. And yet, I'm a regular dude. I am not a professional. You know, I can only be browbeaten so long before I fucking bite back, and then I just keep it moving. I just talk about normal shit, white guy shit. We're going to talk about some lawn care, man, coming up. You guys are, I mean, it's white guy stuff, man. I'm the old guy around here. I'm 49. I'm a grandpa. That's right. I love it. Grandpa Tank. And speaking of which, well, I'll get into that in a second. I'm just introducing myself to you new guys. And I'm a hunter, a real one. I actually killed deer and other things, varmints, coyotes, turkeys, hogs. I just put in for the elk hunts. Whoop, three. I got three tickets in the lottery this year. Whoa. I know people that have been trying for 20 years and still haven't got drawn. And some people get drawn their first year. So it's a crapshoot. I'm married and devoted. I am a follower of Christ. I do. Everyone who's around here knows that I talk about faith and not religion, because religion is man-made. Faith is in your heart, and no one can tell you different. Religion is orchestration. It's orchestrated indoctrination of one's faith, bent, twisted, erased, rewritten, edited, to make men conform and change the way their faith and natural law prevails, which means what's in your heart's in your heart. Can't take that. White first, as always around here. And we name the Jew. We do make fun of a few jigaboos. And sometimes we watch some bass stuff after midnight. We'll watch some long stuff. You're going to hear about racing. You're going to hear about stupid hobbies that people say are a waste of time. I believe hobbies are awesome. Don't just throw your money away. Attack your hobby with a passion. Don't let it consume you. But you got to get out of the echo chambers of white nationalism. I mean, but I'm a warrior, man. Yep. Yep. And every warrior needs R&R, my friend. That's right. Can I get an amen? You got to have R&R. You got to have some rest and relaxation. And you know, me being the old dude that I am, I'm always looking for a way to reconnect with, or not reconnect. I'm very, very close to my stepchildren. Yes, I am divorced. I hope that no one else, I hope that if you're married and you have not been divorced, I hope you never experience it. I hope that your marriage is as wonderful as both mine is now and my ex-wife's current one is. So as a guy who's always promoting get your ass married and have a kid, I also am always quick to say, don't get married to the wrong one. But if you're living and breathing white power, the right one is just going to come to you. All right. If it's true and genuine, you're going to get the right one. They're going to be knocking at your door. Yeah. My stepson, we are outdoorsmen and he works. He's a heavy equipment operator, and we're fishing, we're hunting, but you can only do so many things, you know, like we're always outdoors, but he's young, so obviously he's got a new hobby, and it's RC fucking monster trucks and cars and shit. And I mean, the ones where you like, you buy the damn thing and you can build it how you want, or you can buy it ready to run. And then you take the ready to run ones and you can like buy fucking upgraded everything. I'm talking individual shock absorbers that are adjustable. Yeah, and so he gave me my first one. I haven't had a remote control car since I was a kid. And his kids, my grands, steps, but I love them. They're into them too. And so I was like, you know what? I think this is going to be something cool that we can just do together. That's not, you know, the same old always hunting, always fishing. It's a little, it's kind of cool. I mean, and so, you know, me, the way I do things is I go all out. I got the blessing from the Mrs. Tanklin. And because the layout of this house, we're not going to do it over at the hunting property. But I've got this second backyard where the shop and this place is here, the studio and weight room, and it's the man stuff. But out there is the second backyard, and it's big. It's bigger than most people's yards. And so I'm going to build a dirt oval. That's right. I'm going to build a dirt oval track. Is that not cool or what? I mean, and then jumps and stuff for the other types of cars. You can even, but starting out with the oval, I'm talking even with boards, with backboards, banking. I've already got access to everything, including the equipment. I can get the free dirt and clay. People are getting, they don't want clay around. I can get clay for the hard pack and shaping. Man, it's going to be fun. And you know what? Why not? And if they get, and whenever if they say, you know, this is old and whatnot, I'll just tear it up and I can still shoot targets right over the top of it because I got my archery range out here. You don't get it. You don't get RC cars. It's kind of cool. I told my wife, this is going to save you from building. I'm going to buy a race car, a real one at my age. That's right. But at least this kind of gets me to pump the brakes on it because I'm trying to move fast forward with it. Hobby stock, I want to drive. I want to be good enough to get a B-mod stock car. A B-mod stock car, for real. And that's that by the age 60. And I'll be like, the old man, dude, wearing some old school wrestling shoes. But I think hobbies are important, and I'm always outside. I'm always shooting my bow. I'm always at the range. I'm always hiking, shed hunting. And it's just kind of, I don't play video games or anything like that. Oh, yeah, that's true. Regular John. I told the parent, I said, listen, I'm all for four-wheelers, motorcycles, parts. Midgets, micro sprints, you just say when to pump the brakes. I'm not going to live vicariously through them. I think it's an opportunity most kids are not able to do. Could you imagine, like, you're 7 years old and your grandpa's prepared to financially commit to put you in a micro sprint? You know, like, if that's what you want to do, it takes financial backing. And most people, like, when you're a young man and you have young kids, that's why racing's so hard to get into. Motocross, same thing. And, you know, I love it. And I always wanted, I didn't get that stuff. And I mean, now I got four wheelers. I love getting around on the four wheeler. And, you know, I'm always thinking, dude, I'll tell you what, I'd like to get one of those new badass Polaris or Can-Ams, the Can-Ams that look like monster four-wheelers with a radiator that's like up top. Those things are badass. Anyway, we do have actual stuff going on. And the stream cut out. The whole damn site was under attack. And then it came back and then shit was crazy on Friday night. And that kind of sucked because there was stuff we didn't get to. And then new stuff popped up like this, evidently Hitler escape to Argentina. I don't think I want to believe it. You got Kanye West dressing up as the Black Klansman. Marine Le Pen being exposed. You know, everyone thought she was the base French lady that was going to save France from the nigger invasion. Fat fuck Jew Randy Fine elected. Not good. To a U.S. seat, to an actual U.S. seat, not a state seat. And, you know, he's going to keep that white, anti-white shit all the way up there. Let me see what else we got. We got? Storms, man. You notice the thumbnail. It's Storm. Storm's been coming out here like every other day. And so there's another storm outbreak going on. If you're in the path of these like tornadic storms, please be careful. Take cover. Check, you know, watch your current. Nobody watches local news anymore. Find a way to find, get your local news on, or even with the internet or with your phone, and be, what do they call it? Weather aware. But so there was a lot of stuff we didn't get to, like why white men are statistically becoming the most radical generation in history. We got a lot of stuff we didn't get to. And so it's just going to be clips, some news, Antifa and retard watching as always. Shitbag Whoopi Goldberg. I can't even stand her. There's a horrible shooting of a non. Niggers are still attacking whites, but I'm not going to blackmail you. Ian Carroll has a new take on the RFK blackmail story. He is, you know, RFK now backing the RFK backing, you know, saying some good things about MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. What's up, Aquarius Fab LLC? What's up, Mr. Norse Goy? Retro Menagerie. Good to see you guys in here. We'll get into that. We've got Mexican cartels, got spyware. Holy crap, we got a whole bunch of shit. There's a resistance behind the Passion of the Christ. We got a white guy saving a puppy. That's going to make you sad, but also it's cool. It's a great ending. Holy moly. We got everything on the Ben Tanklin Show. And if you're new, Wednesday night is me and it's Paper Goy and myself show, Paper Goy 5000. And we just kind of get real and talk about the real deal shit. We are not afraid to Fed post, because there's a disclaimer. If you'll read under the, in the stream description, under the stream right now, you'll see a disclaimer. That disclaimer holds tight. If you are actually, I use my radar as well. Black Hawk Bill, it's great. If you're watching on X, you need to be on GoyimTV.com. All right. There, that's it. So but we talk about all kinds of shit. And depending on how the news cycle is, sometimes it's news centric, depending on how much activism or it. So the news and current events drive it. Sometimes the focus is activism. Sometimes. So it's a true variety show. Because I'm a real variety guy. Sometimes I'm pissed off. Not very often, though. I'm a pretty nice and even keeled guy because, you know, I grew up and I was baptized by fire, man, and anger. And that's not healthy for anybody. And you know what I mean? Can I get amen? That anger, all that hate's going to eat you up, boy. That hate's going to eat you up, boy. It's great to see you guys in here. But here's a little clip. No more brother wars before we start out, just to get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
That was bass as fuck. That was badass. That I want to go ahead and get. That was, I believe, from Patrick Bishop, PSYOP Cinema. Man, they put a whole bunch of cool stuff up. All right, Linehart asked me, what is your take on that the race war is coming in around 4 years from now? I hope so. But if white people just roll over and let niggers continue to burn streets down every time some fucking piece of shit, wife-beating, criminal, fentanyl-taking, fucking robbing-stealing, piece of shit nigger gets put down on his chest and dies of a fentanyl overdose, we're not there yet or even close. And Israel falling by 2027, only if they accelerate it. If they accelerate, it's because they have a plan to jump. That's my opinion. And I don't think they have a plan to jump right now. I think they want to bring about entire World War III before I would see the Samson option. If they fall, it's going to be by the Samson option. Man, yeah, that was a really cool effing track, man. Really cool. All right, another thing. So there's a resistance behind the Passion of the Christ, all right? On Good Friday at noon Central, I will be airing complete the Passion of the Christ. There will be a 30-minute warm-up where it'll just be soft music, all right? There will not be any donation links turned on, except, of course, a link to give to someone like the Catfish and Jacobs, the Weaver and Jacobs Fund. I'm never going to take that off. But, and I will not comment until it's over, and probably not much. I'll have my regular stream Friday night. But so remember, so as we see lots of discussion that involved religion and not faith, I truly believe the man walked. People wrote about him from different areas. Pilot wrote about him. His wife wrote about him. We're not going to get into that debate, but that's my faith. I just say the eternal enemy of the Jew, they can say Amalek. They can be at war with the Muslims all the time. The Jew is the eternal enemy of the Muslim. Christ and Christians are the eternal enemy of the Jew. That's my thought. So they're the ones who are outspoken against Passion of the Christ. They're the ones who push back against its being filmed, released, the hit jobs on Mel Gibson, the trying of tanking his career. We can go on and on and on, as well as the filming right now, which starts this summer, of the Resurrection of the Christ. They'll be pushing on that. The ADL listed as hate speech. And the New Testament is, they're trying to rewrite it. They want an actual warning put in there that the New Testament is anti-Semitic. So you can say whatever you want. My faith says that these types of things are the enemy of those fuckers. And even if they're not, and if you're not a Christian, just know that they sure fucking hate me because of it. And I say that I'm a follower of Christ, not so much as a Christian. And I don't want you to get that confused. I say it just as a way to drive home me wanting to focus on the difference of faith and religion and the 88 precepts to try to keep from divisive discussion and rhetoric. Why it can be healthy at some times, I don't believe right now is the time. Oh, man. Yeah, the flying car on the screen. I love it. Thank you, Willie Wofford, for sharing the link. Also, in the links, you got the Jacobs and Weaver link. If you look below that, you see Kite Flyer. Before we get into this Passion of the Christ thing, Kite Flyer. I want to talk about Kite Flyer, okay? Kite Flyer and the Kite Flyer crew. We're talking free. free flyers. There's absolutely no excuse to not have flyer stickers and books and or books, free books. They actually print and bind books. The stickers are great. Barcode stickers, QR code stickers, you name it, they've got it. You can put in special requests, really based. You can get a hold of Kike Flyer at Hitler Was Right Zog, at Hitler Was Right Z-O-G, at Hitler Was Right Zog on Telegram. There's also a Cash App where you can donate to the cause, throw them some shekels, help out with the crew. I mean, they're going through paper, ink, all kinds of material, and it is crowdsourced, crowdfunded, activist funded. And, hey, there's no, it's amazing. You don't have to give cash to him to get free flyers, books, what have you. And if you would like to, maybe activism is not your thing, you can sponsor it. Throw a few shekels at him. What's up, bitch? Build shit, waffin. Where the hell have you been? I haven't seen you in, I don't know, man. It's been many a moon, shit. Come back. You guys like my shirt? Nothing like a fat guy with a pizza shirt. But you can get, there's GTV flyers. There's White Lives Matter material. There's all kinds of cool stickers, little pamphlets, National Alliance stuff, all kinds of cool stuff. And it's just great, and there's no reason. So check him out. They're always busy. You too can be part of the Kike Flyer crew. I think we got a Bastion sighting in here on this video. Shout out to Bastion. All right. Yeah. Oh no, I'm gonna keep it going, but I'm lifting too. So you know what I mean. But I mean, I'm lifting like a 49-year-old man should lift. I'm not trying to fucking kill myself. Those days are behind me, man. I played college ball and shit and hurt my body. Now I just want to be fit, able to fucking lift shit when I need, pull fucking people out of a wrecked car if I need, able to be a man and do man shit. You know, I can lift feed sacks, all that good shit without hurting my back. And long, you know, prolong my life, give myself some longevity, fitness training. Okay, here we go. Let me get my fucking mug out of the screen. Shout out to Kike Flyer, man. Shout out to all you badass people. What's up, Mayo Shark? He's a leader.
Do you support rabbis sucking baby penis, yes or no?
Yeah, sure. Let's say, yeah.
You do? I want the video of that Jew posted everywhere.
Hell yes, hell yes. Once again, you too can be, let me get my mic level up here. Okay. You too can be a member of the Kite Flyer crew. You can get your own pack. Check out Kite Flyer again. That's at Hitler is Right Zog, at Hitler is Right Z-O-G, at Hitler is Right Zog on Telegram. And let's get it moving. Now, you can also get yourself some flyers from GoyimTV.shop. I'm talking Ned's got the dang folder over there. It's awesome. Folding flyers, folded, banded, sorted, 500 right to your door, and you can put them in the shop notes, in the notes on the order form. You can send the chat message. You can put it in an email if you want a specific. What a great flyer. If you want to I don't want to use the word target. Let's just say cater the literature to a certain type of taxpayer or in your own area. You know your own area better than I do. What drives the people, the messaging in your area? What do you want them to know most? Obviously, a Jew sucking a baby dick is shocking. Got it. In my area, they take your guns. Oh, every aspect of gun control. Hit them with the gun shows. Show up at a gun show. You can do hand-to-hand, flyer them. Put some stickers, leave it in the bathrooms. No excuses, you know. But GoyimTV.shop's got that. If someone has that link on hand, that'd be awesome. And shipped anywhere, it's a flat rate, $10 in the continental United States. And once again, I do not know the foreign stuff. And also, you can check out all the other base shit. You know, I'm usually wearing hats, which reminds me, I've got a massive hat buy to come up. The MAWA hats are huge, like 14 MAWA 88. MAWA, make America white again. My dear friend, my brother, he said, I love that hat, dude. I need one. I said, well, here, you can have this one. And then everybody liked it. So I said, you know what? I messaged Ned right there on the spot and asked him, if I buy this many, can I get a break? And I'm going to get a break. I'm going to get 18 of those bad boys, but I'm going to hand them out as gifts to 18 of my closest friends, men that I break bread with and see often. So check out the shop, man. Get all your base gear there. And while we're at it, you can check out Aquarius Fab LLC, home of the Sun and Rug, home of the White Power Shower, and he is a custom fabricator, a real skilled craftsman. That's White Power. That's White Power right there. The COVID flyer, it does apply to everyone. The COVID flyer is great. Check out Aquarius Fab LLC. He's got a website up. You can sit there. You can message him, talk about custom stuff. He showed me a little something he might be working on. It looks cool as shit. And he's got those hangers too, Swazi hangers. He made Bastion's branding irons. I don't know if you've seen them. Check them out. They're fucking cool. If you're a fucking, I wouldn't mind getting something custom made for my father-in-law. That man is ironclad, dude. You ever meet a man and just like, that's a real one. My father-in-law is a real McCoy. And he's a mean son of a gun. If he don't like you, thank goodness he likes me. Whew. But I want to keep this on point with some activism. I showed it Friday night. It was early in the stream. I'm going to show it again. From one of our favorite activists, Face in Flint. What's up, Polar Beard 88? My brother from another mother. I was talking about racing. I was talking about getting up there to see some micros and see some sprints and some midgets. Yeah, I got racing fever. It's the spring. You know how you guys see when I turn, when it's fall, I start turning like Mr. Hyde about deer season. This is the other phase of it, man. I on the weekends, I want to be like, there's no more Friday Night Lights for me going and watching, no more Saturday. I don't care to go watch football or sports, but I like to go to racetracks. And not only is it a great activism thing, it's white people shit. And I only had like one guy counter signal me on X. And, you know, he said it's total redneck hillbilly meth head shit. And I was like, that, I think that's a bad, a horrible take, but he's entitled to his opinion. White power. I think he thought I was going to go back and forth. And I was just like, okay, man, white power. I think it's a bad take, but, so yeah, we got to get it. Let's check out Face and Flint's video one more again from last Friday. Cause a lot of you missed it. It's based. I love activism. I do it. You can too. I'm not telling you, you should do the flyering. I like it. And if you try it, you're going to love it. Not for everyone. Just like my stream's not for everyone. Just like one guy's stream's not for everyone. There's all types of activism. Hell, you might just be a people person, and everywhere you go, you're Jew naming, and you've got the old Goyim, you got GTV flyers right here, and you can spit those shocking facts. More power to you. Keep it up. Whatever you do you, but press the Jew. Name the Jew. And don't fucking let up on these nons. Don't fall for any of these motherfuckers out here chit-chatting with niggers, man. Fuck those niggers.
Fuck you, nigger! Woo!
Fuck those niggers. All right, here we go, here we go. Oh, wait. So, I don't have the link to this song again. But, oh, Jaeger, that's awesome. That's great. Hey, man, and you know what? If it's your local track and you don't really feel like you want a flyer there, don't. Don't shit where you eat. Just in case you piss off people actually in your community, you don't want to be pressed in your fucking own neighborhood or community. And that's not a pussy thing. Don't ever fucking shy away from who you are and what you believe, obviously. But, you know, like, I'm going to be at my local track all the time, and I do plan on driving there by next summer. Not going to take it to the bank, but, man, it's a goal. Fucking old school, man. And old Monte Carlo. But, you know, there are tracks everywhere and plenty of opportunities, especially if you look up, like, on my birthday, there's a fucking big national event in Texarkana. Shit. Not only am I going to have the time of my life, as soon as that guy crosses the checkered flag, I don't need to see a trophy presentation. That's cool. I'll watch it on the replay. I'm heading out, and I'm going to have my fanny pack full of fucking smallies, you know, shit folded up and just packed full. Maybe a couple hundy, and just hit windshield on my way. Park in the back and do, you know what I mean? Get a little done. I'll have stickers. Anytime I travel, I like to have stickers. I put them up on private property with permission. And of course, you know, rolling up a flyer and sticking it in a gas pump handle is perfect. Whoop. You can even take several. You can take a booklet. You can make you a booklet and you just rubber band that bad boy and stick him right in there. That's what you got to, you know what? That's low risk. You're not going to feel so nervous. You're pumping your gas pump. You got your flyer. I get it. First time I threw flyers, man, I was looking in the mirrors. I was watching for everyone. Oh, there's a lady walking. Now I'll make sure that it doesn't look like it's going to hit her. And I'll just like drop it off before I get to her and then pass her. Oh, she's older. She's not going to see that one. If she, you know, take a right and just keep it moving. White Lives Matter material is great. Oh, yeah. when you hand to hand, I always say, would you like this? And, you know, would you like to have this political literature? Would you like to have this religious literature? Would you like to have this gun control literature? Would you like to have this immigration literature? White Power BC, I totally get what you're at. I also, one of my heroes is Bob Matthews, Men of Action. I can't condone or advise you to do that. I just say that Men of Action are my heroes, and nothing changes until there are thousands of Men of Action willing to take action. Right now, we just want men to be fucking capable in the first place. If you're not capable of doing bad things, everyone needs a little fucking outlaw in them. I don't give a damn how fucking high and mighty you are. Damn it. We don't need any good goody fucking two shoes. Okay? I'm not saying you got to be a criminal or anything. You got to have an outlaw streak. By the way, like our guy right here says, White Power BC. Yes. Most 80% of laws are 90% of laws are unjust. I mean, and most of the shit we have to follow day to day aren't even laws. They're fucking regulations put up by people that were not elected in the first place. Like, I don't know, gun regulations. Fishing regulations. Those are fucking regulations, man. Would you like to have some shocking facts with you? Yeah. Can I share some shocking? Hey, you won't yell at him. Hello. Would you like to have some shocking facts in your face? All right, let's get this Paper Goy rolling. I do want to point out, I forgot the name of this song, Paper Goy. This is Face and Flint. If he comes in tonight, we got to make sure to ask about this song again. It's fucking awesome. All right, let me get my face out of here and let's go full screen because we like full screen on this show.
Die! might run, you might hide, but in the end, you're gonna die.
Fuck away from me, you fucking nigger. Get the nice. Fuck away from me, you fucking nigger.
That's a big
Get the
dude.
Fuck away from me, you fucking nigger.
All right. Shout out to Face and Flint, man. White Lives Matter, Michigan, and other places. What's up, Cat Herder? Thank you, guys. Bagging flyers now. Wheelie waffing. Okay, before we go on, let me go and see here what just happened. Let me see what Nighthawk put in here, because this is an interactive show. All right? All you people watching on X, there's a... Let me see. 75 of you. Hey, make an account at goyamtv.com and join the chat. All right? It's a cool chat. I interact. You don't got to pay for me to fucking interact with you or show a link or anything like that. Although, hot dogs for sale, Will. I love you, hot dogs. What a cool dude, too. Really cool. All right, so we got some... we got a great one from Retro. And this looks like we might have our guy... is Steve Hansen in here, too? In this one, too? Awesome. But this is we got a video coming up. More activism. I love it. I love it. I love it. Being active... All right, let's take a look. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sven. What's up, Resist U.S. Supremacy?
To watch that circular fucking cross. You're the flag. What the fuck does that thing mean?
It says Celtic cross.
I know it's the Celtic, but what the fuck does it mean to you?
It means white power, bitch.
White pride.
Is that something to be ashamed of?
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Sure, but no, a lot of people agree with what they...
I don't give a rat's ass what other people agree with. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah, everyone's entitled to their opinion. They're voicing theirs, yes. You're voicing yours. Would you like to voice your opinion?
Not here.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, sir. What do you think about what these guys are doing?
I think it's a good deal.
We're getting invaded by the third world, essentially.
Hell yeah, lady.
China should be for the Chinese, India for the Indians, Canada's for Canadians.
I come here all the time.
Base.
And I've been in here where I've been the only white person.
Right.
And I've been afraid.
Yeah.
She's sick and tired.
Yep.
We're abused over there by one guy from Somalia.
Leave it.
It's getting more and more unsafe as the invasion continues.
Yeah.
Sex crimes and violence and everything. Do they seem like racist, horrible people to you, or just good Canadian boys that are worried about their country?
Good Canadian boys that are worried about their country.
Yeet
the Chiefs, they say in the streets. Yeet the Chiefs, this ain't the way to keep. Yeet the Chiefs, it's a matter of fact. Yeet the Chiefs, they have to go back.
That was so awesome. You know, I love to see activism. It's what drives, you know, the whole movement is actually, it inspires other people. It's like, hey, they can do it. I can do it too. It's one thing I love about the message of, well, what 99.99% of activists I've ever seen say, come along, let's go, join us. You know, one of my favorite activist groups, obviously, because I have favorites. It's, hey, it's okay to have favorites. The City Council Death Squad, obviously, because they showed something that you can do from your computer, too. You don't have to go to a city council meeting. Although, hey, if it's in, now that's, I say don't shit where you live, but I'm telling you, I'm about three more beaners in my town away from fucking going to the next city council meeting saying, has anyone noticed all the fucking 5'7" brown people fucking running around not speaking English? You know, shopping carts full of fucking $25 work boots at Walmart. No, cat herder, it's not working. It was sending it to it. So I was just like, well, yeah, it was getting errors. And I was watching, I was trying to watch a Real America's Voice stream before my stream, and it was all glitchy and everything. So I think there was some kind of rumble issue. But it's, yeah, so I don't monitor that chat much anyway, but yeah, normally it's a free channel, so it auto-streams there from Restream without you even, you know, having to add it. Restream's not that expensive. It's like $20 a month for 5 channels. Not bad. But let's, yeah. And the Canada's under the gun out there being active in the snow. You know, another thing I love about the Canadian videos I've seen up there with Sven and his crew are the incorporation of drones with footage. Catfish does it too, I believe. That's awesome. You know, using technology to get cool footage, put it out there. Music. I wish I was a good video editor. Even my ideas are great, man. I got ideas. That's why it's important to be rich. If you just have ideas without the technical skill, then you can just call yourself a producer. You know what I mean? Hey, that's how it works, right? We need some non-Jewish producers. Hey, Polar Beard, I don't know if you were in here earlier when I was talking about the weather. I don't know how it is in your area, but keep your head down tonight, man. It's been a weird sky. I mean, every other day it's been just smashing here, and I'm falling more behind on this yard work I've got to get done. By yard work, I mean just major cleanup, just to clean up stuff, you know, get the winter out of there, like the scrubby stuff around the edge of the fences that you normally whack out. I'm thinking about just killing it with Simple Green. Simple Green on my whole fence line. And then taking a hoe and scratching it. Oh, good. It's supposed to miss you. Good. Okay, good. All right. So I want to show this clip about Adolf Hitler. All right. I don't know what to make of it. First, I got a redacted clip. And then, you know, it's in the news as well that Adolf Hitler supposedly escaped. Thank you, Eldron Uthan. You taking off? Be good.
People know this story and who have...
I don't know how I feel. I don't know if I believe it or not.
...study the subject, know that Adolf Hitler didn't kill himself in a bunker in Berlin. People know this story and who have studied the subject, know that Adolf Hitler didn't kill himself in a bunker.
The weather is, during this time of the year, Mayo Shark, is some of the most unstable weather in the country every year from now until mid-May. Yeah, he said everyone who studied knows. 30% vinegar, Dawn soap, and salt water. Oh, yeah. I don't think he left his people either. I want to hear what they have to say. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this clip, but Friday the stream cut out. This weekend I was doing archery. And then last night I didn't stream because, for the record, I have not lost any steam. The Mighty and Tiny Show is gaining viewers every day. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate your follow. And I had a date night, impromptu date night on a Monday night, and we didn't get back, and it was too late, and I didn't have time to put anything in that was worth an effort. I'm not going to waste your time. It's valuable, correct? That'd be a poor shit move on my part. So I just hung out and Had a great night. Had a nice date night.
Bunker in Berlin as the Red Army closed in. I think that's, we all know that was a fabricated story, or if you watch this show, you probably understand that. Hitler actually fled Germany weeks before that using a group of underground tunnels that led to an airstrip. And that airstrip was flown. He was flown from Berlin out. It took submarines or multiple submarines that were used, U-boats that were then sent to Argentina.
I'm not buying it. I'm having a hard time here. Okay, who all buys this shit?
In other words,
what's up, homeschool Jedi?
Hitler lived for nearly two.
Hey, man, there's Ned Flanders. What's up, Ned? White power. God bless you. I did a dive on this when I was streaming. And first of all, Adolf Hitler escaped. And first of all, if Adolf Hitler escaped Argentina, I would spit on him and his grave because he broke an oath to his people. He did not escape. Me too. I'm online with that. And I think they're trying to just make people think about Hitler again and then another 55 fucking Holocaust movies are going to be released this summer to ramp up more anti-Semitism laws. But that's just me with my tinfoil hat on. Val Kilmer's been dead. Carl, the Florida Patriot, hasn't Val Kilmer been dead? I thought he died not too long after Top Gun Maverick. Do you know? Look, now, okay, for you guys watching on X, I tell you, make an account, goamtv.com. This is how the stream works. We're here talking about Hitler, and I just seen this Top Gun Maverick, and I started thinking about Val Kilmer. But yes, back to Hitler. I don't believe that Hitler did that at all. But for the record, there's a documentary called, like, They Call Me Val, or My Guy Val, or something. Do you know that guy filmed everything? Now, also, I want you to think about something. He was a very sought-after and talented actor. He was actually classically trained. And when he would make audition videos, we're supposed to be talking about Hitler, now I'm talking about Val Kilmer, but it's going to be about Jew naming if you work with me here. Where did he go? Did he just lose talent? Oh, no, he got fat. No, that's not at all what happened. So it was hard for him to get roles, for one, because he didn't play certain games in Hollywood. And why would someone like Charlie Sheen get picked over Val Kilmer to play the guy in Platoon? Because Charlie Sheen is, think about his competition at that time and all the stuff we know about how they were back then. They were all degenerate motherfuckers, and that's why they were getting all the roles, and Val Kilmer just kind of quietly went away. And that's why he got fat, because he was depressed, because, man, what's going on? I don't fuck children. I didn't rape fucking that kid on a set. I didn't do all this shit, and I can't get hired. So he got depressed and grew and got fat, and because the Jews. Yeah, Sheen's a Jew. All of them. So anyway, that was the sidetrack, and that's how it works for those of you watching on the other platform I'm streaming on, which is X for now, and Entropy. And if there is a hiccup, there's a Telegram backup, but it's not clean. It's slow. It's glitchy. But that's only if there's an attack like there was the other night. But I don't see that happening. All right, here we go. Back to this.
Decades. More in our,
you know what, let's just reboot this, because I got to reset my mind now, and I'm going to shut up, let the whole clip play, then I'll talk.
People know this story and who have studied the subject know that Adolf Hitler didn't kill himself in a bunker in Berlin as the Red Army closed in. I think that's, we all know that was a fabricated story, or if you watch this show, you probably understand that. Hitler actually fled Germany weeks before that using a group of underground tunnels that led to an airstrip. And that airstrip was flown. He was flown from Berlin out. It took submarines or multiple submarines that were used.
What's up, handsome spin?
Sent to Argentina. In other words, Hitler lived for nearly two decades more in Argentina, along with vast numbers of the Third Reich. Well, now Argentinian President Javier Milei has just ordered the release of all remaining documents on all of those Nazis who fled Germany and moved to Argentina after World War II. Basically, it was almost like a second base of operations in Argentina. If you're not familiar with that, like basically the Third Reich operated out of Argentina and Germany. And many of them, including Adolf Hitler, lived in Argentina well after 1945. Most people know that Hitler lived out his days in Bariloche, Argentina, until he died there in the mid-1960s.
Okay, I'm sorry. I told you I was going to let this clip play out, but I'm sorry. I can't. This guy's like saying most people know. Bullshit. Most people do not know or believe that shit. Is he reading from something that says most people know? Or is he saying most people know? Because both of the, it doesn't matter who's saying it, that's bullshit. Most people do not know or believe that. Of course, again, that's my opinion. Just some guy. Bastion is freed. Handsome Sven, he's been unblocked for a while.
Yes, you can read the CIA documents about this. The FBI documents also about sightings of Hitler in this area. They knew about it. Of course they knew about it. It was largely facilitated, I think it's safe to say, by the United States and its allies. Operation Paperclip, anybody? Quid pro quo?
Also, if you look into this, the skull that is held in Russia that was supposedly the remains of Adolf Hitler with a bullet wound in it is female.
Okay, so right now I'm just going ahead and saying this is all to remind people that Adolf Hitler was a real guy, and now they're going to come back with more evil, evil, evil. They're saying he's so bad he even left his people. After all that, he even fucking ran away. Don't fucking buy this fucking... Okay, follow me. Too many young people are waking up. They're listening to his speeches on English, in English. The TikTok thing... People didn't give a fuck that China owned TikTok until Hitler AI speeches and fucking pro fucking Palestine messaging. And then the ADL was involved, and then fucking Congress was involved. And you know the fucking story. So now we've got to demonize Hitler once more. So we'll just fucking go with the he fucking. Oh man, I'm cursing too much. Sorry about that. We're going to go with the old he cowarded out when he should have faced the bullet, like he said in his letter, like his German people, like I believe he truly did. And so these people here that are talking like this are perpetuating, awaiting this bullshit.
Yeah.
So when you look for proof that Hitler did, in fact, kill himself in the bunker, you are going to find a lot of dead ends.
Yeah. And all you need.
When you look for proof there was a Holocaust, you're going to find a lot of dead ends. Are you going to say the Holocaust never happened? Huh? You better.
You can read a great book.
What's up, Donald Ducktator?
It's a great book. There's many books written about this now. But yeah, the skull, the fragments, they ran the DNA tests on it. And
man, he sounds kind of like Warren Baylow, doesn't he? His voice.
The Soviets allowed them to do this testing. And even Stalin openly talked about that Hitler lived, that he was not there. So Stalin even knew about it. It's widely known in Argentina, by the way, well known, that Hitler sired two children while he lived in Argentina.
Oh, yeah, it's widely known, everybody. Didn't you know that? It's widely known. Widely known that he had two kids there. Didn't you know?
Bruh.
Really, nigga?
I don't think I'm going to waste much more time with this, even with the other articles. This is fucking bullshit.
Tina.
That's just total bullshit. I'm not buying it. And you know what? They say we walked on the moon, so I don't believe a fucking thing anymore anyway. Nope. Once I found out the truth about World War II, the Holocaust, Jewish supremacy, the Federal Reserve, Jewish supremacy, the House of Rothschilds, Jewish supremacy, the Holocaust, Jewish supremacy, the Kennedy assassination, Jewish supremacy, how the slaves got here, Jewish supremacy. I don't believe a fucking thing. Anything. Even when, like, you know, people talk about flat earth and globe earth, I'm like, I don't believe in half of any of that shit up there at all. I just don't care. I know that I'm dumb about it. I know that I can't go up there and look for myself. So I'm going to stick with faith. And I'm going to think of the macro and say, wow, it's infinite. Woof. And I'm just this little guy thinking about the micro and what I can do here in my little place, in my little neighborhood, in my little community, with my little collective group of friends, and my little group of hunting buddies and shit like that. You know, and you know what? You never know. You could influence somebody that could change the world. Right? I'm not saying I'm trying to do that. I'm saying the chain reaction. So you could be watching, okay, you could be watching one of Flood's based ass deep fakes. Let's say one of my favorites is Germany's War, where he had Lou Dobbs reading it. I don't know where to find it anymore because his stuff was taken off of Odyssey. It's one of the best fucking things I've seen ever. And someone says, wow, that's crazy. And then they get woke up and then they talk to some people. And one of those folks changes the world. You never know, man. So you can never sit on your hands. The chain reaction's real. Somewhere down the line of your activism could be a spark that changes the world. That's called glass half full. That's called glass three quarters half full. Can I get an amen? That's white power, man. That's white power. Let's see this clip here. It's a GLR speech taken from Nigger Mania. This is from Volksview Media.
What can we do to restore racial harmony to our city? The problem lies in the Negro's desperately low intelligence. With an average IQ of 85, nearly a full standard deviation from the mean, the Negro lacks the intellectual wherewithal to succeed in a white society, yet has been led, cruelly and unfairly, to consider itself as on a par with humans. The irony is bitter. The Negro is so stupid it doesn't realize how stupid it is. With an IQ of 85, it believes almost anything it is told, including the lie that it is intelligent. So the Negro sees humans living in comfortable homes, driving expensive cars, wearing good quality clothes, and not dying of AIDS. And it thinks that, since it is the equal of humans, all those material benefits are somehow its right too. In short, the Negro is discontented because it expects more than it has. The trick to restoring the happy, smiling Uncle Remus Negro of yesteryear is thus to manage its expectations. For example, if I had an IQ of 85, I'd rightly consider it an achievement to hold down a job as a toilet cleaner. However, I know this because I have an IQ between 128 and 140, depending on which IQ test I choose to believe. If I really did have an IQ of 85, I'd be far too stupid to realize that I was doing well to hold that job down, unless somebody told me so. Similarly, the Negro who rapes a baby to cure his AIDS should be applauded, not condemned. Because he started out on the evolutionary path that leads to cognitive intelligence. What appears to us to be a gross sexual crime is in fact the distant ancestor of abstract thought. 50,000 years ago, humans were as dumb as Negroes are now. Surely we should cut them a little slack and not judge them by the standards we set ourselves. You wouldn't expect a dog to drive a car, you wouldn't expect a chimpanzee to perform brain surgery, and you can't expect a Negro to display any moral awareness. Admittedly, applauding this behavior will accelerate the spread of AIDS. But to die of disgusting and interesting diseases is part of the Negro's birthright and heritage. We should thus focus our efforts as a society on applauding the most minor Negro accomplishments, reminding him what a dim bulb he is, and emphasizing that his material lifestyle is proportionate to his IQ. He should be happy with whatever he has, however little that is, because he's too dim to merit more. Thus, an African Negro has an IQ of 55 to 60 and drinks water that has been pissed and shit in. An American Negro has an IQ of 85 and gets to drink clean water, the same as humans drink. Who's better off? Why, the latter, clearly because of his higher IQ. The message to the discontented urban Negro is, it could be worse. Only when the Negro forgets its preposterous dream of getting a college degree on its own intellectual merit, or of holding down any other than a menial job, will there be racial harmony. There can be no more quota Negro doctors until they evolve past belief in the evil eye. There must be no more quota Negro airline pilots until there is an African aerospace industry. They'll be happier, we'll be happier, and best of all, my shoes will be shinier.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to call your attention out here. We've got a sighting here. I just want to, Mr. Foss, how are you too? All you guys that have joined in, hey, Polar Bear's making a point. I mean, well, now listen, don't hit the Swazi if really I suck. But if I do, then hit the Jew. But if I don't suck, hit the Swazi. The feedback is appreciated. But ladies and gentlemen, another guy who is definitely not
run by Jews
is in here. He's your uncle. He's my uncle. He's everyone's uncle. Mr. Uncle Semite. What's going on, sir? How are you? Good to see you. All right, now back to this clip I wanted to show you. That was pretty cool. I hate niggers so much. It's unreal. I can't handle them. Let me go ahead and get back to what I wanted to talk about earlier was the Passion of the Christ, resistance behind it. It's even got a Toe Rogan clip in this, which is weird. Toe Rogan. So it's the resistance behind the Passion of the Christ. Okay, this came out like the 29th to 30th of March, and I didn't get to it whenever the stream cut on Friday. All right, great to see you. Mr. Uncle Semi, he can turn wrenches too. Maybe have to get him and Willy Waffle combined for the old, my team, my engine crew, my engine team. Let's see, Polar Beard. You know, I need somebody that knows how to do a chassis. I need a chassis guy. I need a chassis guy. We got a fabricator. I'm building my fucking... Now, see, we have to be low-key because I actually want to race, so we can't just paint swastikas on the car, man. We can't just paint swazis on the car as much as I want to. It's got to be low-key because I actually want to fucking race every Friday night. Every Saturday night. I'll be driving everywhere in fucking Louisiana, North Texas, Oklahoma, fucking Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. My wife's going to hate it. Or love it. Hey, I don't like Toe Rogan either, White Power BC. Here's a cool thing about my show. Some of the times when we watch something, they have somebody in it that we don't like. But sometimes the message's good. Like especially if it's Joe Rogan interviewing, say, somebody like Mel Gibson who's talking about the Jews in Hollywood fucking with him. And that's a clip that Mari Emanuel's going to use. But now I'll tell you one thing. You'll not see me show a fucking Candace Owens clip on here. And you know the nigger I will show is the nigger who's retarded. What's his name? Well, I'll tell you what he got, nigger, man. You got to watch him, nigger. The white guy that them said, man. No, I was just letting you know. What's that nigger's name? Jesse Lee Peterson? That guy's funny.
I'm not a Christian. I am a follower of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
What did they do to Mel Gibson? They gave him hell trying to stop him from putting the Passion of the Christ in cinemas. Why? Because cinemas and the entertainment industry is controlled by Freemason.
It was a great movie, but yeah. It seemed like there was resistance to that movie.
Oh, yeah. No, there was...
Which I thought was very strange. There was like Hollywood resistance to that movie. Like people didn't like that you were making it, it seemed like.
Yeah, there was a lot of opposition to it. And
Black RJ.
I think if you ever hit on that subject matter, you're going to get people going. Because...
Of course.
Wake up. Honestly, wake up. A very special thank you to our beloved Mel.
Now, I caught that. When Toe Rogan says, of course, you missing out, Toe, say, oh, of course, because of these guys. You know, these guys.
Joe! Oh, my damn.
And I don't know. It's. I think if you ever hit on that subject matter, you're going to get people going. Because...
Of course.
Wake up. Honestly, wake up. A very special thank you to our beloved Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel. Please put your hands together. for producing such a powerful movie, yet based on truth, facts, real life events. I know, my dear Mel Gibson, what you have encountered with Hollywood and what they've done to you when you've directed The Passion of the Christ. And I know what you've been through, and also Jim Caviezel. But I want to say, blessed are you for you being persecuted for the sake of the Lord Jesus. For heaven is yours in the end. God bless you, dear Mel Gibson, and God bless you, dear Jim Caviezel, for such a magnificent movie based on true events.
Nobody expected it to do much, but it did phenomenally well. And there was this kind of thing in the town. They said, did anyone just see that? Anyone just see what that guy did? Can't let that guy do that again. And
yeah,
we don't want anyone doing that. You know, because it sort of walked around the entire system.
Yes.
And scored.
Right, so there was two things. There was resistance to the Christianity aspect of it and promotion of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was resistance to the fact that you went outside the system.
It was outside. Well, I had no alternative.
Right.
No, 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 Joe. No, no, no. No, no. Let's run this back.
Right, so there was two things. There was resistance to the Christianity aspect of it.
Oh, now you're just fucking just like just water it down. Just water it down. How about the truth of the fucking, the true hatred that the Jew, those who call themselves Jews and were not, had for Jesus? That was the point. And the point that, yes, because of that, he didn't use their money because he had to be, he wanted to tell it like it showed. All right.
And promotion of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was resistance to the fact that you went outside the system.
It was outside. Well, I had no alternative.
Right.
Because no major would back it.
Because of the Christianity aspect of it.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rupert Murdoch said, you know, he wanted to. And then he said, and then
You know, the Jews are going to be mad because you're really going to show how fucking brutal they were to Jesus, you know.
Somebody advised him and said he'd be out of business in 5 years. Rupert Murdoch.
Wow.
Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel, to me, these are real warriors. What's the point? I'm the head of the church and I'm a coward. What's the point? I need real men for the Lord Jesus. Men that do not fear. Men that will stand in the face of evil. Not being sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet calling themselves leaders.
Man, that was badass. I love that guy. I can watch him, his sermons all the time. But yeah, you know, old Toe Rogan, you know, missing the opportunity. Even Mel was probably like, I've done it enough and I'm just going to do it with my work. What's up, Zenix? Oh yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do the Resurrection of the Christ, which begins filming this summer, just a couple months away. I can't wait for that. It'd be really cool if it's ready to release next Easter. And once again, since there's a lot more of you in here right now, on Good Friday, I will be airing The Passion of the Christ at noon Central. At 11:30, the chat will open just for you guys to hang out. There's not anything real special going. There will be no donation link, except for the Jacobs and Weaver Fund. That will always be in my description. And I will play it in its entirety, full screen, no Tanklin signature, nothing like that. And once without commentary, I'll be in the chat. And then after it, we might have a couple of words. We can talk for a little bit. And then I'll have my regular stream that night. I did it last year and I'm going to do it every year. I just thought it was nice. It's important. I think that cat of nine tails, ripping that flesh off, is important for people to see and be reminded of. I'm so glad he's doing the resurrection. And of course, same thing. Pushback from the Jew. Pushback. Just, you know, and you know what? They don't have blackmail on Mel Gibson, or he wouldn't be doing it. He would have stopped. He would have stopped a long time ago. And he would stop throwing his little, you know, passive aggressive fucking anti-Semitic tropes everywhere, which I like. This is a longer video. Okay. This is speaking of blackmail and Jewish blackmail and how RF Kennedy has done this 180 on some certain vaccines like the MMR vaccine, which is now an mRNA vaccine. Anything now that's going to get poked in your skin is mRNA. I truly believe that. I guarantee it. Even that old school polio thing they used to scooch scoop has got mRNA. That's right. The Antichrist does not want us to show the Passion of the Christ. So therefore, I'm going to show it. And I'd like for you guys to tune in. And if anything, it'll just be refreshed on the replay. I will upload the replay, so it'll be there refreshed for anybody who, like, easy to see. So Ian Carroll, you know we like him, and I still think he, I don't trust anybody. Are you freaking kidding me, man? Get out of here. Oh, hey, for the record, notice the fat guy with the pizza shirt. I'd like to say that at age 49, this is no joke. This isn't just because I went off the rails a bit last Monday. I had my first cannoli ever, and it was pretty fucking good. I had no idea what it was. I mean, it was damn good, man. It wasn't no like at a real like Northeast, a real cannoli. But it was darn good, man. Yeah, man, I had a cannoli. And yeah. You know, I never even had it in that Chinese food, gook food, until I was in the Army. And I was on a date. I was on a date with actually my children's mother, my first wife. And I don't like to talk about her in some kind of loving way. She's done a great job raising my kids while I was all over the world. But she said, let's have Chinese. I said, I don't like Chinese food. She said, have you ever had it? And I said, no. And yeah, that's typical man shit. But no, it looks bad. It's Chinese people. They smell weird. Their food smells weird. The whole fucking cat on a stick thing is there for a reason. And even now, not a fan. Every menu's the same. All right? I'm not a fan. I like Japanese food. Some hibachi steak. But don't flip a damn shrimp in my mouth, man. Just cook the food. Just cook the food, man. Chinese. Now, I love Italian food, but I've never had a cannoli. I love me some Italian food. Yeah, it's the ricotta. The ricotta. Oh, God. I like the bruschetta with the oil. And what is that called when you got like the mozzarella and oil and just some sauce, and then you got bruschetta and you just kind of spoon it up there and eat it. We got to stop talking about food. Here I am. You know what it is? My fasting hours are from 4 to 8 when I can eat. And tonight, because of the storms, they were dead. They were set to hit where my stepson and his family are. So they came to my house. They drove a few hours to come here, a couple hours, and which is a great pleasant surprise. But I kind of got caught up playing grandpa. People were eating and I really didn't eat. And I looked up at the clock and it was past 8. So I had pound water. I'd be hungry and shit. So anyway, RFK, we're talking about vaccines and we go to food. They're going to put in the food too. But so to preface this, says RFK has obviously been blackmailed by Israel since long before the election. By the way, this guy is a self-important douche and kosher anti-Semite. People like himself, Candace, and all those other koshers are propped up to control the rising tide of nationalism. I agree. Say all this anti-Israel rhetoric, and in the end, they lead you to the exact same place this conversation does. Multiculti bullshit. No America for the white man. No 1791. No 1776. Definitely no 1200. Vote Republican and hope for the best. We're tired of voting and listening to the lame influencers. Tribe and train, start to resist or cease to exist. That was said about, pardon me, that was said about Ian Carroll, not about RFK. All right, so let's take a look at this clip.
So the Bobby Kennedy blackmail story is currently breaking in many directions all across the internet. And American politics is not going to be the same after this weekend. That's not hyperbole. This is not just a hook. And I don't really know where to start. But this is the kind of story that I've gotten enough calls from enough people tonight and enough people. There's enough going on that I feel like we need to make a video right now to keep some people safe and to get as much as we all know out on the internet right now so that everyone can be safe. And the best place for everyone to start is at Candace's video that she put up today.
Okay, now here's a caveat. I don't show Candace clip, but this fucking faggot's going to show a Candace clip.
Bruh.
Really, nigga?
Very aptly titled, One Nation Under Blackmail. Go watch it. She does a way better job of it.
Okay, good. He's not going to show it.
Explaining a bunch of what's going on than I could. But as soon as I was like 10 minutes into it, and then I started getting phone calls from sources telling me more information that is corroborating and taking it even further.
Ooh, he's got sources. He's got sources. He's got sources.
Oy vey.
Than what is exposed in that video. And I have sources telling me that there are people in like media and around Bobby that know about this and know it's coming and are trying to protect him and save him from this. But it is past that, and there is no...
Maybe try the alt, if you can, guys. I mean, see if it's working.
...saving anyone from this, I think. And we just have to deal with what's about to happen.
I got zero drop frames. Everything's pushing good here.
We're going to start the story here with our girl Jessica, House and Habit. She had tasked one of her writers, Emily Hagen, with writing a hit piece about Candace Owens. They were trying to create or dig up some dirt on Candace's husband for some reason to take her down. For reasons we'll kind of get to in a second. Emily submitted a draft, kind of, and Jessica, House and Habit, was having her girl, I believe, Olivia Nuzzi, read through it, and it was like, we can't publish that, it's too 4chan-y. House and Habit clarified that it needs to be a clean shot. A clean shot. To take down Candace Owens.
Okay. They want to take down Candace Owens because she's on Rabbi Shmuley's shit list.
Good fucking luck with that. If you don't remember who Olivia Nuzzi is, she's the woman that had the sexting scandal with RFK last year, who then cozied up to House and Habit for reasons that are not entirely clear, and sort of started secretly editing there behind the scenes and kind of replacing people and getting really close to Jessica Reed Krause, House and Habit, for reasons that are still not entirely clear as far as I'm aware. To be fair, there's a lot that is not entirely clear because this is so complicated and everything in this video is hearsay and rumors. And obviously when they tried to come to Candace and it created all this drama and Candace don't take no fucking shit and Jessica had been super mean to the writer of the article and that... out that never came out.
There I go again. I'm sorry. I was muted, but I'm sorry I can't watch this bullshit. He said, she said, Candace this, Candace that. They're going to blackmail him, okay? He's a disgusting dude. He was sexing some fucking 20-something-year-old woman. I mean, he is jacked for a 7-year-old guy, but isn't he married? So it turns out he's just another fucking Kennedy. Can't keep his dick out of the cookie jar. I am Mute Waffen. I am the Mute Waffen King. Man. Oof. Hey. Well, we've already seen this clip. I don't want to see it again. Okay, so why young white men are statistically becoming the most radical generation in the history of the world. I don't want to see another unhinged woman. I just can't do it. Not right now. There'll probably be more.
Is the structural unemployment in young men across the Western world. Who has been disproportionately hammered by financialization, by DEI, by the repurposing of state public services? It's been young men. And it is those young men that are beginning to figure this out and reorganize themselves. That is the future of nationalism in the West, and it's just about to kick into gear for the reasons that...
Who is this guy? Vincent James? I don't know him.
She said.
Here is the chart. I found it. This is...
what's up, White Power Stream Clip?
That's so crazy. Right, yeah, I saw that.
So you can see that the new crop of young white men is more radical than your, like, we're going to get our guns and go out, boomers,
yep.
You know?
Yeah. So, something kind of interesting, there was this Pew Research article that I went over years ago on my show where it showed that the more, so we know that the more college educated a white person becomes, the more liberal they become. The more college educated a non-white person becomes, the less liberal they
become. Well, okay, so because the programming of anti-whiteness in college is designed to make people hate themselves. However, I think that shitskins are, they figure out how fucked up everything is. And they're like, damn, y'all really fucking hate these people.
They become.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. I was thinking about like how young white people are becoming radical. And I was thinking about this James Lindsay speech from they're not going to be able to stop this. Previously, PragerU's of the world and, you know, the Daily Wires of the world that are all going under, by the way.
Yeah.
All those, he's talking about people that those, you know, independent media that is actually just
run by Jews.
They were able to sort of get control of the narrative in the conservative on the conservative right and sort of steer us away from the harmful, you know, Nazi,
limited hangouts,
you know, whatever.
Is what,
yeah,
they're calling.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Now they've lost complete control, and we've got stuff like this.
A lurch from our young people into Nazi ideology, into anti-Israel hate, into anti-Jewish sentiment, into racism like we have not seen in decades, maybe ever.
Oy vey.
How do we stop this?
These men that are being pushed out of the system, some of this is voluntary. Some of this is sort of a reversion to the mean. In other words, there's this natural spiritual rejection to this false matrix that has captured everybody else. That's part of it. Part of it is also that they are the enemy of the state, that they are being marginalized, that they are being sacrificed for the fetishized minorities, for the demographic replacement that is the new power structure that's emerged, okay? That's largely why they're radicalizing. On the other end, the baby boomers, for example, why are they not as radical? Because they're vested. They're vested in the legacy structure. I mean, they can bewail all they want. The Democrats or abortion or things of that nature, but ultimately they got a 401k. They want to collect their dividend check, man. And those in the government, it's even worse. If you want to climb in the university structure, if you want to climb in the Fortune 500 corporations, if you want to climb in the government, in the nonprofit space, in Hollywood, whatever, You have to assimilate into the leftist paradigm.
We were talking about, I don't remember, and it was something that you said or a book that you had read about how...
And what's up with these women in their fucking low-cut dresses? Cover your fucking... I'm all about femininity. You can be feminine without showing your chest, ladies. Come on now. I'm not some prude. Leave a little bit of imagination. Now watch her bring her left hand up and have a wedding ring on it, and then I'm going to be pissed.
The bosses of some kind of
I'm already ashamed. I mean, I'm already think it's shameful.
Manufacturing plant no longer realized how the products were made.
Whoops. Well, They I like to see these young folks, think about it when they start out. Right now, with the cost of living, if you're a 22-year-old man and you didn't go to trade school and you can't find an apprenticeship, it's hard to get a job that you have wants and needs. You're like, college is a fucking scam. And it's fucking tough. All these nons doing so much of the working man's job that used to pay well. Well, she is married and had a kid showing her boobs out there. She's like, I'm breastfeeding. I'm going to show this off. That's shameful. But, and then you just compile it with what I said when they're younger. These young 22-year-olds were playing online games 10 years ago. And a lot of these suburban kids had not had to deal with that many niggers ever before. And the online community is just so fucking disgustingly niggered up, man. It's just nigger this, nigger that, niggers everywhere acting like niggers, ruining any type of experience anyone wants to have on any type of thing. You can't go to a movie theater anywhere without niggers being niggers. God forbid you go to a fucking restaurant. And you're wondering why you can't even get a refill. It's because a group of only four niggers are acting like they're a fucking royal dinner party. They asked the fucking chef to go kill a fucking animal to make their fucking hamburger. I gotta slow down on the nicotine pouches tonight. These 12s make you a little woozy if you get them back to back. And so far, twice now, they've made me like, oh God, get sick out of nowhere. Just get watered mouth and boom, just like I was some kind of kid. It's weird. Maybe I should step down to 9. So Murder the Media shared this clip. It's a short clip. It says, here at Murder the Media, every day we see something to say to ourselves, there can't possibly be a more retarded take than this. And then the sun rises the next day. And of course, the Jew Yenta, Roseanne Barr, she's known for retardation.
The marriage of Christianity and Islam, right, which has killed the Jews and hate the Jews. And Chrislam, they want to be the world's, the one world.
Wow. So she's basically saying the opposite of what has happened with Christianity. Judeo-Christianity has killed white people, you stupid bitch. Let's run this back.
The marriage of Christianity and Islam, right, which...
Look at this fucking guy back here. Is that Rob Reiner? It looks like Rob Reiner's fat crying ass. Look at this old Dunlap here.
...has killed the Jews and hate the Jews. And Christianity and Islam, right, which has killed the Jews... And hate the Jews. And Chrislam, they want to be the world's, the one world religion.
She said Chrislam. She forgets that the Sanhedrin's top rabbi, or whatever you call that fucking dude, the Pope, and the top fucking Doom Coon Imam all got together to all talk about their one world religion. See, that's why stupid Jews like this should never even fucking have oxygen. Well, none of them should. No Jew should have oxygen.
because they want control of Jewish lands with no Jews in them.
Let me.
And we never talk about it because we're not allowed to.
Well, there's a lot of conversation.
So she's such a fucking schizo. Sometimes she says how right people are to be mad at Jews, and now she's like, "We're they trying to kill us, and we don't want us to have a land." No, you're a wandering, nationless cunt, and you don't have a land. The only land you have is a fucking ashtray, a pile of ashes to be scattered to the fucking wind. You cunt.
Going on about Israel today. That's for sure.
All bullshit. All 100% Muslim Brotherhood bullshit. That's who controls our media, not the Jews.
Are you fucking kidding me? Listen to this.
Bullshit. That's who controls our media, not the Jews. Controls our media. That's who controls our media, not the Jews. That's who controls our media, not the Jews. That's who controls our media, not the Jews.
Kill yourself, cunt.
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
The Muslim Brotherhood controls our media.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me? That is the most... Hey, shout out to Murder the Media. You found the most retarded fucking thing I think I've seen. That is actually the most retarded fucking thing I've ever seen. And it's not a real take. She knows she's lying. So it's not a real take. It's just fucking retarded that this person just sat there. Just fucking sat there, and this fucking dude back here, you got a mic. What's really happened is all the lawfare against white people. Look what's going on in Europe. You want to talk about that, huh? Native Europeans, huh? The lawfare against the European right wing. How about that? Let's talk about that.
Okay, so the lawfare being used against right-wing politicians in Europe is being taken to a whole new level. Marine Le Pen, the leader of Rassemblement National, the populist right-wing party in France, has just been sentenced to 4 years in jail, of which two suspended, and has been barred from partaking in French politics for the next 5 years. That means that she's been barred from running against Macron for the position of the president of France. She's been convicted for allegedly embezzling European funds, misusing your...
So it's basically kind of what they were like, you know, they were trying to lock up Trump so he couldn't run. Well, now Le Pen is not going to be able to run.
European funds for her national fraction of the party instead of the European fraction of the party, which I dare to bet money on the fact that if any judicial system in any European country would launch an investigation into left-wing parties to see if they were doing that, that let's say 80% of them would be found guilty of the same thing, because I used to work in a European parliament, and trust me, this is something that I think happens a lot more than they want you to believe. And of course, we will never know that because they don't launch investigations into left-wing parties, because the whole aim of this is to crush the right wing in Europe, because we're growing too fast. And so the system, the cabal, needs to come down on us through another way. And what do they do? Lawfare. They're banning us. They're banning our parties. They're banning politicians from running.
Run by Jews.
They're convicting us of hate speech and hate crimes. That's how they do it. That's the new strategy. And you know, like, think about it.
It's their international strategy, too. International Jewry, international strategy, hate crimes, hate speech laws, mass immigration. This is what's really going on, Roseanne Pagbar.
For a second, embezzlement of European funds. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, is under investigation for corruption because she closed a 35 billion euro deal with the CEO of Pfizer via text message. And we still don't have those text messages, but she is the president of the European Commission, and Marine Le Pen is not allowed to run as the president of France. If that is not two-tier politics, I don't know what is.
Oh, man, I just. Yeah, she's a. That's genetics right there. That's genetics. And that's what's really going on. Roseanne. Yes, that's the reason why Jews and niggers should never touch the white race, because it's the gene pool. Man, you know, I do want to check in on Kanye. How's he doing? You guys heard about how Kanye doing?
That run the Super Bowl had to come to people around the music industry.
Bruh.
Wait, is this Kanye?
That run the Super Bowl had to come to people around the music industry and be like,
what is that?
You guys.
What the fuck is that?
You're letting your niggers get out of hand. Oh my God, that Kanye. Would somebody take a knee for it? Where's he out of there? See, that's the problem. You let him last too long.
Okay, that's enough nigger watching for me. But Kanye dressing like a nigger weight was
in. Then look at the work that I put in his cardio that has. Yeah, faggot ass shit. Just, and I administer.
Just fucking dress up a fucking Black Klansman. Kanye, man, we saw the clip of him fucking sucking on that. What is that called? Something gas. The nitrous oxide cans. Man. What a faggot. We got some more Tesla watching here. There's the Tesla fucking nuts are out of control. They're calling them Tesla takedowns.
Get off my fucking car! You touch that shit again, I will break your fucking fingers.
Okay, come on. Whoa, man. He said you touch it again, he'll break your fucking fingers.
You touch that shit again, I will break your fucking fingers.
Okay, come on.
Bring it on, she says.
Fucking Nazi! Fuck you, Nazi! Go fuck yourself!
You are a snake!
Why don't you carry around bear spray? You know what? I'm going to carry around bear spray from now on. It's 2025. You should bear spray that bitch right in the fucking face.
I feel very, very...
Right in her old ass face. You say, hey, man, why would you do that? Because she's threatening your fucking life, limbs, or eyesight.
Sorry for you.
Shame.
You're just a little man.
You know what?
You're being
justified.
I'm sorry.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Shame.
Shut your fucking mouth. Now you got the dyke patrol coming up here. And I'm sorry, this is still such a disgusting... I mean, these things look so stupid.
It's a statement maker.
Yeah, that statement says, I'm gay.
Traitor! You're a fucking traitor to the United States, you fuckface!
Hey, look at this Jew.
Jew. Oh my damn.
Jew!
Imagine there's so much estrogen in that crowd. Yeah, that Tesla actually looks good next to those retards. And just think, this could be us.
Tell me all.
is not no human grace. Your eyes not a fish.
But no, man, we can't have that here. I don't buy a lot of stuff that I hear about Russia. I believe that it's possible that there are certain people that can be smarter than other people. I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment. I know one thing is for sure, that if you're a housewife in Russia and choose to stay home, that they actually put in the government, instead of wasting bullshit, they actually build you your own fucking retirement fund, because what you're doing is raising your children and being a housewife, running the home while the man is earning. I think that's fucking cool. And also, if you have an amount of children, there's all types of tax exemptions. If you're a fucking white American and you want to move to Russia, hey, they've got a deal for you. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy. But that was a pretty cool video, man. I'm just saying. But no, we've got this.
Got my own parade out here, the Caitlin Bennett Parade.
Hey, how's it going?
I think this lady's definitely put on some pounds. Isn't this the woman that had the gun and pooped her pants? And she's definitely been drinking some beers. Definitely hitting the Twinkies. Hey, I love a chocolate chip cookie, and I'll have one if I want. Just saying. I mean, I wouldn't put my... She puts herself through this shit for money, but still, I would not put myself... Because even though she has men bodyguards that are normally never in the shot, she still puts herself at fucking... at risk.
This is exactly what my one-year-old toddler does at home.
No one should follow you because you're an absolute cunt and a traitor.
And you have a one-year-old toddler at home, and one of these crazy Tifas are just going to reach out one of these days and do something harmful to you, and it's going to be shameful, even if you're poop pants. I believe you to not be a bad person.
Why, a traitor to who?
Caitlin Bennett is a traitor!
Caitlin Bennett is a traitor!
Caitlin Bennett is a traitor!
Caitlin Bennett is a traitor! Do you cuddle with him at night? He's in, like, a loving embrace. I think that's funny that you want, like... Why do you have a blow-up doll of Trump anyway? That's weird.
Look at the nation's finest out here, huh? Oh, security guy. The stoic security man.
Whoa! Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt.
Shout out for the Dale Earnhardt thing there, you know what I mean? But yeah. If they actually met people that hated them, truly just fucking looked at them as like, I fucking hate you. Dude. All right, let's check back in on Kanye.
Trying to figure it out. This is... wherever you want. You can sit right here. What do you think? Okay. So, it's like magnetic. So one goes in here. Oh shit! I think it fell. Oh yeah.
He couldn't get it mic'd up, man. That guy's fucking crazy. That's one crazy nigger. Okay, so now we're going to talk about some teachers. We talked about that teacher that was raping kids. And, you know, I wanted to point out that there, when you see a story like that break on social media, you want to take a look at some disgusting men. If the teacher has any type of headshots or any shots to show her even remotely, I mean remotely fuckable to the average high testosterone male, pardon my fucking French for being vulgar and to the point, you'll see these dudes go, man, I wish I had a teacher like that when I was 15. You don't want a teacher to fucking rape you when you were 15. It might sound cool. It wouldn't be. You'd be fucked up for it. You'd probably never be able to find a happy relationship because you were banging a 30 or 28-year-old woman as a 15-year-old. And then when you're 22 trying to meet a woman, it's kind of like a young man now trying to meet a woman who hasn't showed her butthole on OnlyFans, like a college guy in college, you know, regular guy. You know, you got to, hey, when do you get to the part of the conversation on your first date where you're like, so, OnlyFans, you show your butthole, you been on there or not? I just want to know where I'm at here. Yes, those guys that say that shit. Male teachers are normally strung up and demonized immediately. Rightfully so. They should be strung up and demonized. But anyway, some new footage has come out of the teacher in the car just having a meltdown. Well, here we go. Let's go run back here. Got a few clips.
This is Chicago's very own WGN News at 9.
Good evening. I'm Micah Mater.
We got a nigger shield. We got a nigger shield coming right out of the bat.
Ben Bradley.
No.
In for Ray Cortopassi, a Downers Grove South High School
Retro
teacher and soccer coach, now facing felony charges. She's accused of having sex with a student, but claims she's being set up.
WGN's Brona Tumulty joins us from Downers Grove with details. Brona.
Hey, that is... Hey, I'm sorry. I just saw Blackhawk Bills fucking... Yeah, you're sitting there. So, BBC... You don't like, right? And so me, okay, you don't watch porn. I would be, that's why it was cool for me to not have to worry about anything. I was grown. I've known my wife forever. She's pure as driven snow. I outkicked my coverage and she's based. But yeah, I remember, when I was in Europe, I was dating a Bulgarian, and she's not. So many German women, dude, I'm telling you what, it will fucking disgust you. It will break your heart. I'm telling you to break your heart, especially when you go out and you see so many old niggers in Germany, especially in Bavaria, around Freiburg, too, up around, over around Wiesbaden, anywhere where there was a fucking large divisional historical military post, there are tons of niggers because they were treated better in Germany, obviously. And they were able to fuck German women, and German women love fucking niggers. Generally speaking, that's how it goes down there. I have all these young fucking soldiers come in. We were getting re-upped with all these fucking infantry dudes. I was on duty. We had like 20-something fucking Joes come in one night, privates. Two of them were niggers. And I said, it was a four-day weekend. I said, how many of you guys going to get laid this weekend? You know, we're soldiers. It's a combat arms unit. There's no women around. That's how you fucking talk. They all raised their hand, and I pointed specifically to those two niggers. Said, you and you keep your hand up. Everybody else put your hand down. Unless you got a fucking fat ass bank account, know how to dress like a fucking grown man, just stay home. Just get to know all the other guys. You two guys can stink, dress like shit, have beat up shoes, and just because of your black skin, you're going to get laid by a German woman this weekend if you want to. And one of them started laughing. I said, what's so funny? He goes, my uncle told me about that. And so that's just a little bit of hard truth for you. But I was dating a Bulgarian. She fucking hated him. And
one approached her while I was at a place. We were in public, and I was in the fucking pisser. And she just turned to him and said, "I'm not German. I can't stand niggers." That was it.
Based.
So the Jew, yeah, Europe is the struggle. All the German youth, they were murdered. They were murdered. If you see tons of people going, "We were German youth and we found the evil of our ways," no, no, they were murdered, man. You cannot. That idea had to be extinguished. That's why press wasn't allowed into Germany after the war. And look now, they're trying to say Hitler escaped just to further demonize him, because it's because their lies are getting out. Now, long way to go from a teacher raping a kid, but that's what the Jews have done. We have men thinking it's base, so listen to his body cam.
Officer Guzz, we're with Downers Grill. Do you have your license on you?
He was arrested.
Tonight. Yeah, I'm going to explain. I'm sure you're confused. I'll explain it to you.
They just pulled that ass over.
Christina?
Yeah.
Is that a fucking thought dot under her nose?
Okay, Christina, do me a favor. Can you step out of the car for me? I know you're confused. I'll explain everything to you.
The cops, "I'll explain everything to you. No problem. Just come on out here." They need to get her out of the vehicle. It's a weapon whenever some woman's driving, that's for sure. Nice whip.
You don't have anything on you. You can just grab whatever you need.
Whatever I need?
Yeah, whatever you need. Like your phone, your purse, your car, and grab it.
Is she going somewhere? Or?
Yeah.
What's a kill crew?
We're going to explain everything to you guys. Go ahead and grab out. We're not going anywhere right now. Of course, yeah.
All right, Polar Beard, get some sleep, man.
I get it, yeah. You can go grab your things.
Thanks for hanging out, brother.
Yes, yes. You stay there right for right now, sir. Just stay there. But
keep
yes,
your eyes on the skies.
Come on back here.
Should I shut the car off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, don't start it up. Look at that. She's so surprised. Oh, she was about to get in her vehicle. She looks like she's at a house.
Goes off.
I wonder if she pulled into a driveway or that's her house. I'm watching Bass and Awake's comments. Hints of feather burner. Mouth breather. Little fish face there. Definitely some Antifa roots, maybe. Fish face Antifa.
Back over here. So, we do have an investigation going on. We have to talk to you about it at the police department, okay? So, we're going to spend everything to you there. It's not my investigation. I don't know the full details. We do have to bring you there, though, okay? So I do have to put you in handcuffs and bring you to the police department. Just a dog.
Handcuffs?
Room. Yes, unfortunately, yes.
I'm, like, willing to go with you.
I get it, yeah. Unfortunately, we have to do it.
Oh, no, you fucking rapist. You're getting the fucking bracelets. You're getting fucking cleaned up, you fucking pedophile. You're a predator. You are a predator. I don't give a crap if you're not some old guy. No, you're a predator. You're fucking taking advantage of hormonally raging fucking 15 and 16 year old kids. You disgusting. You disgust me.
That way. Do me a favor. We just take this off.
And don't tell me, well, you know, 16 year old Alexander the Great. You know, this is a different time, and our culture's not like that anymore.
Can I?
I wasn't saying you guys were going to say that. This is for all the replay or anybody who wants to counter signal it.
Can I ask you
Of course, yeah. It's not, like I said, it's not my investigation. Obviously,
oh, yeah, rub those wrists, because you better soften them up. You're going to get motherfucking clamps put on them. This is part one.
For a reason. So go ahead and turn around for me.
It's going to get better. She's going to cry. Now, remember the news story. We didn't watch the full refresher because I went off on a tangent. They said thousands of text messages from her. She was instigating everything. She wasn't, oh yeah, she's horrible. It wouldn't matter if she didn't instigate it or not, but still, she was more predatory than most predators. She was double, triple predatory. They're all disgusting.
So right now you're being detained, and there is a detective that needs to talk to you at the police department.
Right now you're being detained.
So we'll let, it's your husband know.
Oh, those are some redacted parts.
No, he can just come to the police department as well if he wants to wait for you there.
Good night, Mayo Shark. Thanks for hanging out, bro.
I get it. You have a lot of questions.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, everything's okay. We just need to talk to you at the police department. That's all. Nothing else on your pocket right now? Anything
just
else?
Just my phone.
Just your phone? Okay. sit in the back of this car on the other side. Once you get to the police department, you'll talk to the detective and he'll explain everything to you.
But you can't even give me, like, an idea
at the moment,
what this is about?
Other than that it's an investigation, that's all I can really tell you right now. I'm sorry.
Don't play stupid. You've been having young kids put their wee hoo high in you. And you are also, according to the text, were the master, like, you gave out more blowies than a prostitute in Nuremberg.
Wish I could tell you more.
Part two, on deck. What a disgusting bitch. Now you're going to watch her crumble.
Excuse me, is my husband coming with?
Yeah, he's taking his phone number down. We're staying in touch with him. We're just going to Downers Grove, so 10 minutes away.
No, I know, but I really would prefer that my husband's with me.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, because all the rights, all the rights.
Am I in trouble? Like, I'm so...
You got dang right you're in trouble, bitch.
I'm so lost right now, I'm...
You in big trouble.
Unless are you able to reach it down there?
Oh, here come the tears.
Sure you don't want a tissue or something?
Oh, that's right, God kills. She has a husband.
I'm feeling I'm going to throw up.
Oh, you're going to throw up. This would only get better if her husband just came up the door and said, "You fucking disgusting bitch! You ruined my life!" Wretched Menagerie said, "All stream is not buffering."
Can you get like a bag just in case she gets nauseous?
Yeah.
I don't know, do we have any of those MSS bags, like, laying around the farm? I figure something better than nothing.
Oh, they're panting. She's panting now. Oh, evade the panting.
Right here, if you stay with her, I'll go grab it.
The jury ain't even, they ain't gonna show him that shit, because you're faking, bitch. You know, it's times like this, we need a guy like Filth. What would Filth say? Let me see.
Runeigge says, "Fuck you, cunt."
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so be interesting to follow that story going forward. I hope her husband just fucking walked up and I don't condone violence or domestic violence, but, you know, just let nature take its course. Orange is the new black. She's going to be someone's biatch. Now, you guys want to see something that'll cheer you up because that was disgusting. Another victim of the woke mind virus tried to take out a Tesla and brake checked a driver. And then that failed. And then, what I would like to say, maybe fate, because karma is satanic and Kabbalistic. God's hands took over. Let's just check this clip. I do believe you're going to like it.
They not like us. They not like us.
Oh, it's
they
nigger like shit. Us. Okay, so I don't want to hear the nigger shit. Let's find something else here. I got it. We got another one.
Ooh, you and me hunting niggers in the dark. Robes on our backs creeping through the niggers' yards. Keep your head down.
I'm going to jump down, turn around, pick a bill of cotton. I'm going to jump down, turn around, pick a bill of day. Jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of cotton. Gonna jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of hay. Oh, Lord.
Fucking idiots, man. Let's run that back. Yeah, I'm not listening to this fucking nigger shit right now, man. Yeah. Fuck you. I better get away. They're going to try to be mad at me. Oh, God, I'm going to... It's flashing. The orange... Okay. Let's see. Right there. It's already flashing. It's already a turn yield on the left. It's already flashing orange, the turning lane. There's a vehicle right there. There's a flashing orange. This stupid ass is just watching the rear view going, ha, 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 motherfucker, fuck you, fucking, fuck Tesla. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love it. That's awesome. Ooh, let's see what it is. Oh, it was a white person, yeah. Oh, well, dumbass. Let's just hope it was a Jew. We can hope it was a Jew. The Dumbass of the Day Award. And, you know, around these show, around these parts here, anywhere on Goyim TV, for that matter, you see a lot of dumbasses because we do all review a bunch of fucking idiots out there because there's a bunch of them. And Jews, let's face it, they're always a bunch of fucking dumbasses. Niggers, too. But, it's 12:41 a.m. Central Time here, Franklin Live, and we are streaming live on Goyim TV. And you know what? I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and just in case I'm not, you've also got Princess Peach. I like to call her Hot Pock, and she's going off on the jungle. She is going hard right now over probably pressing those niggers, and we've got Gulag Kulaks. History and documentaries 24/7 stream also going up. So there's something for everybody all the time, and we want to see you support the live streams. But obviously, if you do get tired and there's just some things are just not working, there are so many base creators and guys uploading stuff all the time. Replays are up as well. Knock'em is a guy I love to see, always putting stuff out there. Niggerballs Johnson. Check out all the creators. Judenhaus, Fashion Nova putting their stuff up there. You know what I mean? And so make sure you check out the other stuff that's offered on the site. Check. All right, moving right along. That was really cool. It made me happy to see that. We've got another Jew to spot. Oh, my goodness. What's going on here?
Own kingdom. Now, they are building their own.
Now, who is this? Jenna Ben Nun. Who this is? Well, first off, that is one ugly looking thing. Yeah, Peach is hot, Poppy. Hey, man. Minnie, I'll tell you one thing. You can't touch a used Tacoma in the early 2000s right now in good shape for under $7,000. I'm talking about a 2001 right now. Four-wheel drive, Tacoma pickup with 180,000 miles. If the timing chain's being kept up, it can even have dings in it, $7,000-$8,000. Fucking crazy. This is Rumpelstiltskin. What did Rumpelstiltskin, what was that thing he said? I don't know. You know, I do remember listening to a nigger about Rumpelstiltskin. I think it was Richard Pryor, when I was too young to be listening to that kind of stuff, and it was like an album, and we listened to it. All right, let's get back to this ugly Jew. We're going to do some juice. We're doing some juice spotting here.
Now, they are building their own kingdom. It's the Jewish earthly kingdom.
Yeah, you hear that, Roseanne? Remember what Roseanne said?
With headquarters in Jerusalem, where their AI Messiah will be. And they're going to rule the world through the.
Is she trying to be? Is she like the opposing Jew? Listen to that. She's got one of those Henry Kissinger fucking. Her, she's got like, you know, whenever William Luther Pierce is doing his, when he's speaking as Earl Turner putting on his best Eastern European accent. This sounds like the female version of it. And yeah, weird.
A law, you know, it will be international, one law, one religion, basically Luciferian religion. So yes, in a Talmud, this is the Jewish earthly kingdom, and this is why the Zionist Christianity have embraced Kiliism, and this is how Jews.
Kiliism. What is Kiliism? You see, I need to. Okay. Let me see. The doctrine of Christ's expected return to reign on earth for 1,000 years, millennialism. See, yeah, that we don't think most anyone I know believes in Christ does not believe that at all.
And Christians are getting together and.
But like that fucking idiot preacher, what's that faggot's name? It's like, we are turning guns into a parking lot. And then he makes those rant fucking double down videos, that faggot. He's one of them.
Christians are so deceived thinking that they are working for the good thing, for the Jews, like they're helping the Jews. The Jews are supposed to get this kingdom. Yet this is Zoharic doctrine, and it does not have good intention. As I said, that they want to rule the world. They want to get Gentile riches, and they want to rule the Gentiles. They don't consider Gentiles fully human beings. And in fact, as an end game, they have this strange doctrine, Adam Kadmon doctrine, which Adam Kadmon of
based in a way kicks it out of the park. That is the face of a witch.
Originally was, according to Zohar and Talmud, he was androgynous, you know.
Adam,
like he wasn't male or he was male female in one body, and this is why you see this transgender agenda today, and there are laws, very serious laws, passing in Alberta, Canada.
Is Zionism behind the transgender movement?
Yes, it gets its origin in Zionism, and it gets its origin in the Talmud, Zohar, and Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalistic doctrine of Adam Kadmon, which is eventually they have this doctrine called Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. Yes. So how do they want to repair the world? They want to bring it to the original.
Tikkun Olam.
Who was original Adam? He was androgynous. So now they're putting specific things in food and drink, and they're basically their end game is to make humans that on earth that will survive whatever it is they're bringing androgynous.
It's just straight up telling you exactly what they do. All right, Tikkun Olam.
You want to know what Tikkun Olam is? This is a good shira to go out and tell the world. Right? Tikkun Olam, as they call it. You want to know what Tikkun Olam is?
You want to know what Tikkun Olam is? You want to know what Tikkun Olam is? You know, we hate this filthy fucking Jew.
Jew. Oh my damn.
But just for any of those of you who do not know what it is, here you go. What that Yenta was just referring to, that witch.
You want to know what Tikkun Olam is? This is a good shira to go out and tell the world. Right? Tikkun Olam, as they call it. You want to know what Tikkun Olam is? When good rules and dominates and subjugates Ra, which means when Klal Yisrael rules the world, when Klal Yisrael is supreme, and the nations of the world are subject to the Jewish people, and under the umbrella of the Jewish people, they have rectification, they have Tikkun. That's Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is not teaching about recycling. Recycling is not Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is not save the planet. Tikkun Olam is not the ozone. Tikkun Olam is when Jews are Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos, and the Gentiles recognize the supremacy of the Jewish people and they assist us. That's Tikkun Olam. Everyone is better off when Klal Yisrael is.
He says, and they assist us, but. What do they also say? Slaves at their feet, that we will be begging to be slaves because, or murdered? Remember the USS Liberty, you filthy kikes. We're not going to forget.
Supreme. And then the nations of the world are subject to the Jewish people. And
so anyway, that's Tikkun Olam, all right? We don't need to hear the whole sermon. I don't want to fire you guys up. I monitor the chat, White Power BC. But yeah, really some fucking fucked up shit. Roseanne Barr says how they're under attack, and they're sitting there going, no, we're fucking right where we want to be. And if you notice, that obese witch, man, I already scrolled by it. This woman.
Now, they are building their own kingdom.
Okay, she referenced Zohar. She referenced Talmud. And one thing that I've noticed is, you know, the Talmud is basically the wisdom of the rabbi. The Torah is the first part of the fucking Old Testament. And the Talmud, you have the Zohar, whatever, Kabbalah, whatever else is in all that stuff. So now the Sanhedrin say, when they say the Torah says, or it's all Torah, they mean all of that is included under Torah. It's all Torah. Some of it spoken, some of it passed on as the wisdom of the rabbi, some of it mystical and gained through whatever. But they say it's all Torah. So now you'll hear these fucking Judeo-Christians say, like, you know, well, you know, he's talking about the Torah. You know, you see him, they bring out the Torah. No, man, bro. Yeah, that fucking witchcraft, mysticism, it's all Torah. Doesn't matter if it's the Talmud, Torah, Zohar, whatever. Can y'all dig it? Y'all picking up what I'm putting down? I want to make sure she referenced all those different books, and it's all lawful to the Jew. Jew methodology, gaslight, ask questions, complain. 14Mao88 says, we can't hate them enough. I agree. And Ernie Rolando says, it's time to man up.
Watch the following fucking wet rag excuse for a man as he consents to roadside digital fingerprinting. Has it come to...
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to hear that fucking open again.
Watch the following fucking wet rag excuse for a man as he consents to roadside digital fingerprinting. Has it come to this, Australia? Bruh. Are you now so emasculated, supine, spineless, and defeated that you'd consent to the following humiliation? If there's no crime and no charges, you've got no time. Unless you're being detained, you're free to go. Tell the cops to fuck off. The following synthetic tattooed Tootsie Boy even says sorry to his state oppressor. What the fuck? Don't comply with your own oppression. From now on, tell the state to fuck off. You were born free. You are free. Band together with your brothers. Get fit. Get in shape and say to the government cunts, we'll look after ourselves and we won't be cowed by stripping us of freedom for safety, because we'll end up with neither freedom or safety. Government oppression, surveillance, and endless rules is servitude. Now watch, and this is not what you do if you're a real man who's not broken the law. As for bad laws, they deserve to be broken, as does the criminal government that introduced them to oppress your freedom of speech, movement, and right to associate. Form and work in local cells. Call a brother to contact the nearest train cell and deal with this shit to restore freedom. Stop living as slaves.
The right hand, those two there?
Yep.
From both right hands to those two.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Mobile fingerprinting. You know, another thing I noticed in Europe, like in Czech, they just come right up to the door and have a fucking breathalyzer and poo right there. They're like, you just turn and fucking blow. There's no consenting. Polizei, if they ask for blood, they're getting blood. They'll beat your ass, restrain your ass, and they're getting blood.
And the remaining on your right. Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening in Australia now. Autumn just getting fingerprinted right there on the road.
Same on your left, please, Fred.
Like when you just get pulled over for anything, right? Just a regular incursion, like maybe, what do they call them? Encounter.
When did they do this?
138.
Been in for ages.
Okay.
FTC 138.
Yeah. and just throw my...
Been in for ages. That's not an answer to his question. He said, when did they do this? He should be able to say this was put in 2021, whatever, or 2013. Or it's been in and we just started enforcing it this year.
No, it shouldn't be too much longer, right?
I'd rather get arrested for refusing a blood test or a breathalyzer than get the shit beat out of me and subdued and have it taken from me.
Yeah, no.
Yep, and let me tell you something. In America, we have the new thing, Real ID. Real ID. It's a federal, so that your driver's license, just your... I left my wallet in the vehicle. Just so your state driver's license will have like this gold star. And to fly, you've got to have that. Okay, for now. If you don't have that, you've got to have a passport just to fly from here to Indiana. Well, I'm never fucking flying again. Well, you know what's going to be next. These states, and let me tell you, this is going to be in, Republicans are going to do this. In the, just like William Luther Pierce says, look, that man was a fucking genius, and he is a hero of mine. And look, he has a different faith, like different belief system, except the white race. They're going to, just like they're talking about this this virtual pass thing, this fucking real ID is the same type of thing, because they want to quell illegals. So they want us to all have a federalized ID system. That's very fucking unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that says, gives the federal government the authority that make us have a federalized identification at all. It's a 10th Amendment issue. And so sooner or later, these states are going to say like, oh, yeah, well, if you want to be in this state, you've got to have a real ID, R-E-A-L, to come in our state. Now they're making it a state's issue. Then they have some stand on. But then it's basically we're going to limit your movement until you conform. Electric cars, limit your movement geographically, regionally, until you conform or until we beat you down and have all the undesirables removed. Everything is about control. When it looks like it's to get the illegals and to be able to identify them and to limit their ability to use all of our tax dollars. Nope, it's about you and me and our ability to walk freely around with our regular old state-issued driver's license, which we shouldn't have to have as an identification. We should just have a fucking certificate they can fucking scan and see that we're allowed to drive. All right. I have a clip for you guys. That was a long spiel. I have a clip for you guys from Paperboy 5000, and he shared it in the Tank Crew, and that means we need to see it. So, looks like some historical stuff. I don't know if he did it himself. Since it's not forwarded, I think it might be. And he's not in here tonight. He'll be in here. Tomorrow we'll ask him about it, and we might even watch it again. Because we've got this clip, and we've got a couple of really graceful clips. You know we love really great graceful here on the Ben Tanklin Show. And if any of you guys are new in here and just joining the show, hit the Swazi if I'm not a dick. And I'm not being a total asshole. And be sure, if you want, follow the stream. I post my replays before I even go to bed. Pretty cool. And make sure you check out everything else on Goyim TV. And for you guys, I'm tired of saying it. 125 viewers right now, on X. Make an account on GoyimTV.com. Join the chat. I interact. You don't even got to throw a dono in there for me to interact with you, which that would be blasphemy for me, because this stream can actually go into a totally different direction. Sometimes you've got things planned out. Next thing you know, you're watching fishing videos in the fucking Kentucky hills, you know, and that's what I love about it, because fishing is white power. So let's check out this clip from Paperboy 5000. my co-host on our White Chad Wednesday show, which you'll see tomorrow night exclusively on GoyimTV.com. It will not be on X for those of you that are watching right now. And it won't be anywhere else except Entropy. It'll be on Entropy. And I want to see what this is all about because he is a bass Chad. We love him. Let's go. Here we go.
Do you remember what started the Second World War? Initially, it was just a territorial dispute between Germany and Poland. The Germans wanted back the German territory, which had been taken away from Germany and given to Poland at the end of the First World War. But when the Germans, under Hitler, began taking back that territory in September 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany, ostensibly to protect the freedom of Poland. The Germans had done nothing against Britain and France and wanted very much to remain at peace with those countries, but the politicians of Britain and France had other considerations. The fact that the Soviet Union also invaded Poland in September 1939 was all right with Britain and France. They didn't declare war on the Soviet Union because the Soviet Union was, for all practical purposes, under Jewish rule. They did declare war on Germany because Germany, under Hitler, had broken loose from the grip of the Jews and had freed the German media and German education and German finance and German politics and German culture from Jewish influence and was in the process of kicking all of the Jews out of Germany. That was the reason for the Second World War, not Polish freedom or Polish territorial integrity. That was the reason why, when in April 1943, the German army discovered the mass graves of some of the 25,000 Polish officers and intellectuals murdered by Jewish communists, and invited the International Red Cross and journalists from many nations to view the evidence. The controlled media in Britain and the United States ignored the evidence and blamed the atrocity on the Germans. That was the reason why, at the end of the war, those countries which had gone to war ostensibly to ensure the freedom of Poland agreed to turn Poland and Latvia and Hungary and the rest of Eastern Europe over to the communist butchers who had carried out the massacre of the elite of the Polish nation. Of course, the communists economically drained and ruined all of these countries. And these communists were Jews, which is to say, the Jews were the prime movers in the communist regimes imposed on those countries after the war, and also were the primary beneficiaries of the regimes. In Hungary, for example, there was the regime of the communist Jew Matyas Rákosi, followed by another communist Jew, Ernő Gerő. In Romania, the communist Jewess Anna Palker ruled the country as first secretary of the Central Committee. In Poland, the minister for state control was the communist Jew Roman Dmowski. In Czechoslovakia, the secretary general of the Communist Party was the communist Jew Rudolf Slansky. In Yugoslavia, while Tito held the spotlight, the communist Jew Moshe Fiati was the chairman of the National Assembly and president of Serbia, and so it went. And this in a Europe whose Jews supposedly had all been holocausted by Hitler. There were tens of millions of Hungarians and Poles and Latvians and Serbs and other Eastern Europeans under the yoke of communism who were wishing that Hitler had actually holocausted the Jews. These communist Jews were so hated by the Eastern Europeans they ruled and exploited that there was constant turmoil. And after the Hungarian uprising in 1956, many of the leading communist Jews were replaced by Gentile frontmen, while the Jews continued to exploit the people from behind the scenes. Even as the communist regimes of Eastern Europe began collapsing during the last 15 years or so, and their economies were privatized, Jews continued to plunder the people among whom they lived, using money from their brethren abroad and collusion with their corrupt kinsmen still in the various governments. they managed to buy up the most valuable factories, mines, and other national resources at fire sale prices and then melt them for all they were worth. I apologize for the long digression, but I wanted to make it clear just why so many of our young women in Eastern Europe are living in poverty today and are desperate to improve their prospects, making them easy prey for Jewish slave dealers. It is the Jews who, more than anyone else, are responsible for the impoverishment of Eastern Europe. The Jews, beginning with Karl Marx, invented communism, and then they used it to exploit the Gentiles among whom they lived. My second comment is that the women lured and entrapped by Jewish slave dealers are made doubly easy prey because they never have been warned to beware of Jews. And the reason they never have been warned is that the Jewish communists of every regime in Eastern Europe enacted legislation making it illegal to do so. To warn a young woman never to trust a Jew, to tell a young woman what Jews are like and what they do is hate speech. And hate speech is a penal offense in every country of Eastern Europe. Jews may not be criticized. It is illegal to tell the truth about them. In Israel, it is legal to buy and sell slaves so long as they aren't Jews. The slave trade is big business in Israel, and it's legal. And these Russian and Latvian and Hungarian girls lured to Israel and forced into a life of slavery and degradation are our people. Among the moral 2% of the U.S. population, there are people who care as much as I do about the fact that their government sends billions of dollars a year to prop up a regime which permits beautiful young white girls to be stripped, raped, beaten, put up on an auction block, and sold to whichever leering, swarthy, hook-nosed kid makes the highest bid.
I love it.
We fight wars to protect that regime from its Arab neighbors. We permit the kinsmen of those who make up that regime to control our mass media of news and entertainment. We condemn the Germans for trying to free themselves from such control.
I had to find my sunglasses. I didn't think that was just going to cut right off. That was awesome. I don't know. I think maybe that was so it can go on YouTube. I believe that's a preview of something that's going to be able to go on YouTube and even other social media platforms, some experimenting around to try to get some more edgier stuff out that can go through. I don't know. I'm just going along with you to see why that was, because that's from the guy who's jacked as fuck nigger all the time. So I know it wasn't that. So we have some funny shit. We've got the Cognitive Dissidence archive of three episodes of that, which are short. We still got a couple of the daggone graceful, you know, the graceful, really graceful. Yeah. And I still can't believe the damn that Hitler shit just still pisses me off. There's no way he went to Argentina. I don't give a fuck what they say. All right. So first up, you guys have noticed about this accuser of Prince Andrew from the Epstein Island thing. Hey, internet friends. Well, she's apparently been in a very bad accident and about to perhaps be in the ever after.
I wanted to talk about this, but we have a major development in the Epstein saga. And no, Pam didn't magically release any new files. The whole release of the Epstein files the other week was really, really a bust, wasn't it? Almost like they're conditioning us to expect our politicians to be blackmailed, behave in the most...
A way to upload in here is if you can upload to BitChute or even, God forbid, Odyssey, you can
You, when you upload here, you just link your video. You grab the video, put the URL in there, and then Shazam. Or you can upload directly, but it takes up a lot of space. I don't even upload directly. I try not to, unless it's small videos.
Immoral of ways have our country completely corrupted, showcase and normalize the exploitation of children, and then brag about it the entire time, running it as a news story 24/7. Meanwhile, no one actually ever gets arrested. No justice is ever served. It makes me actually want to scream. Well, Virginia Guffrey, an Epstein victim, has posted on her personal Instagram saying she only has a couple of days to live because she's been hit by a bus and is going through kidney failure. Virginia, who has been...
Now, that's strange, though. Like, I've been hit by a bus, my kidneys are failing, I only have 5 days to live. Like, but what if they get you a kidney?
And a public victim of Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Prince Andrew... She's been very vocal about her experience, her trauma, and Prince Andrew even settled her 2021 lawsuit against him for an undisclosed amount. And Virginia won suits against Maxwell for defamation in 2017, which I highlight and say to showcase that these are very legitimate and serious dealings that have been exposed by Virginia and confirmed in her legal matters. She's been relentless in her pursuit of justice, founding organizations for abuse victims, and we gotta give her credit. She's been dragging Epstein this entire time before it was mainstream news.
Prince Andrew denies the allegations against him, and he says that this photo is a fake, that he was never there, and that he's not his arm, and they're not his fingers.
Those are his fingers. That is Andrew. This photo has been verified as an original, and it's been since given to the FBI, and they've never contested that it's a fake. And I know it's...
Now, do you think that she's trying to get out and fake a death, or do you think they're killing her?
Real. I was recruited at a very young age from Mar-a-Lago and entrapped in a world that I didn't understand, and I've been fighting that very world to this day, and I won't stop fighting. I will never be silenced until these people are brought to justice. So
on Sunday, March 30th, Virginia, who now lives in Australia, made a post on Instagram saying that a bus crash left her critically injured. With only 4 days to live, though a police report cited only a minor incident on March 24th. As of April 1st, 2025, her condition remains unclear. We'll read through her Instagram post first, which I think has major red flags. And I'm sorry if that makes me a bad person for noticing, but here we are. When I was 10 years old, I watched two planes fly into the Twin Towers live on television with the rest of you, while they recovered two intact passports of the hijackers in the rubble and blamed it on them. So what can you really take at face value as the official story? Here's this picture of Virginia. She's just looking totally awful and beat up, and I feel really bad for her. Let's read what she has to say. This year has been the worst start to a new year, but I won't bore anyone with the details, but I think it's important to note that when...
Yeah, there's not a lot of swelling, but then again, it could be afterwards. Like now she's just in the hospital because her kidneys and the accident could have been a while ago. Looks like some swelling here. I don't know, man.
A school bus driver comes at you driving 110 kilometers.
No gown. I do see this, but that could be anything. That could be, you could do that shit with Canva.
Going to a turn that no matter what your car is made of, it might as well be a tin can. I've gone into kidney renal failure. They've given me 4 days to live.
To me, that's the red flag. You got 4 days to live. Your kidneys are failing. You'd think they'd be like, we've got to get a new kidney. We got to get kidneys. Stat. You know, like, we're going to fight to save you. Not, hey, your kidneys are failing.
Transferring me to a specialist hospital in urology. I'm ready to go, just not until I see my babies one last time. But you know what they say about wishes. In one hand and wish in the other. And I guarantee it's going to be... at the end of the day. Thank you.
I think maybe she's trying to disappear too. Maybe somebody that is wealthy and actually gives a shit is going to help her disappear so Clinton doesn't kill her.
All for
Clinton, Trump, everybody, the whole world, all the Jews. Mossad, CNN, you got to worry about CNN.
Being wonderful people of the world and for being a great part of my life. God bless you all, Virginia. Okay, first, that's terrible, and I hope that Virginia, I hope that you pull through and have a happy and fulfilled healthy life where you see your children regularly. I really do. I just don't actually know how you typed all this out on your deathbed. You've got your jewelry on, no hospital gown, and school buses even in Australia. Usually they max out at like 55 miles.
Oh, really? Graceful's gotta get... Okay, now we're talking.
Even in Australia, usually they max out at like 55 miles per hour.
Linehart putting out some fire right here. This is shocking fact. Remember the video, the nurse? Talking about all the Jews in the transplant floor that just come in, get their transplant, and leave. How about the Mexican ambulance jet that fucking crashed in Philly? Probably had a cartel dude in there getting some fucking 14-year-old trafficked child's organ. It's disgusting what's going on. I don't even want to... We can't even imagine what there's really going on. G.W. Herbert, George Herbert Walker Bush said it. Now she's going to get after him, I think.
Or 60 miles per hour, and 110 kilometers per hour is almost 70 miles per hour. So it works out at like 55 miles per hour. Beyond, no hospital gown and school. And yeah, I hope that you pull through and have a happy and fulfilled.
Okay, here we go. He was getting some elote.
I see your children regularly. I really
is that
do.
Just street corn?
Know how you
I can't
all
stand
this
corn.
On your deathbed.
Corn has no nutritional value. Okay, back.
I just don't actually know how you typed all this out on your deathbed. You've got your jewelry on, no hospital gown, and school buses even in Australia.
Get
usually
her.
They max out at like 55 miles per hour or 60 miles per hour, and 110 kilometers per hour is almost 70 miles per hour, so it's not adding up here. I don't know. Seems weird. I sent the post to my doctor's sister-in-law, and she told me that there are EKG stickers on Virginia's chest to monitor her heart, and that's all normal hospital stuff. And she said that the whole 4 days to live, those sort of statements are usually just for Hollywood. Doctors don't use...
New theory. She burned the coal and paid the toll, and now she's simping.
Usually say stuff like that. I suppose they could. But if a patient is medicated or in pain, they can misconstrue or, you know, misremember something they were told. And listen, I'm not trying to call Virginia out here. I don't have anything against her. I'm just, well, it just makes me think when I see stuff like this that they're trying to make it seem like anyone who speaks out against Epstein or the Epstein blackmail ring will suffer a horrible fate. It's a scare tactic. And I'm not saying Virginia is in any way in on that. This could be an isolated incident separate from all of that. Today, in the last few hours, new
I
details
stay
have emerged
often.
On the story, quote, the new details came after police in Western Australia, where the U.S.-born Guffrey lives, said that there were no reported injuries.
Yes. My new take is that she burned the coal, paid the toll, and now she was simp. She's simping.
Injuries in a March 24th crash between Guffrey's car and a school bus outside Perth. However, a spokesperson for Guffrey has insisted that she was forced to go to the hospital after her condition worsened several days after the crash. Virginia was banged up and bruised and returned home following the collision, a spokesperson for Guffrey told the Post. Police did not have the resources to come to the scene of the accident at the time, the spokesperson claimed. They asked if anyone was injured and suggested that if they were, they should make their way to the hospital. The school bus driver has had a bus full of distraught children and left the scene to get them back, saying he would file a police report, which he did later, they said. Okay, well, to me, that's a very odd series of details, and I'm not...
There's absolutely no way. There's no way.
Not really sure what to make of it. Based on how she looks in this picture, it appears that Virginia should have immediately been taken to the hospital. She looks pretty banged up, does she not? It should have been immediately obvious. What I'm saying is it should have been immediately obvious that she needed to go to the hospital. Just based on the condition of her face. I mean, check for head trauma. This is normal stuff that I think normal people would follow the procedures for. In a People magazine article they published an hour ago, they obtained a statement from Virginia's family saying that Virginia thought she had published the post privately and on her Facebook page instead of her Instagram. And basically, she hadn't intended to make the...
Totally a liar. Lying. She's lying. Yep. I don't know what the motive is. Money, a new book deal, sympathy, likes, promotions, all the above probably. But there's no way. The school bus driver, there's nothing wrong with the damn bus. They said there was no injuries, and she's like beaten and battered. What's up, Chucky? Do you know that anyone who had the original, like everyone in Congress who has the original Hunter Biden laptop hard drives has child porn? Every one of them. The official hard drive is actually in record in Congress. So there's child porn in Congress. Yep. Fucking crazy. It's terrifying. Okay, so this is from one of our favorite tank crew members. My dog bites niggers. TikTok Hitler hits the nail on the head again, okay? This is going to be good stuff.
So maybe you wondered before. Well, how does America have
TikTok Hitler
over $30 trillion in debt? Where did we spend all this money? Well, here in this video, we're going to try to get to the bottom of it and see where did we spend so much money. So wonder no more, and let's begin. So this is a recent graph that was comprised and put out to us by Dan Bilzerian, Basin Barker, and Sam Parker Senate. So let's take a look. The total cost of U.S. aid to our greatest ally and the war on terror. Of course, it's the war on terror. That's where we spend all the money. The terror war. Starting off with our greatest ally ever. In 1951, we started to send them aid. And for the past 73 years, we've been sending them billions of dollars. With compound interest combined, it is now about $6 trillion.
Did he say six? Come on, man.
Same thing with Egypt. 1979 to 2024, for 45 years, we have sent them almost $4 trillion. And then in...
You know, you hear these numbers and we can't even fathom that type of money. That type of money is, you know, you just throw it around. What's another couple billion for this or a billion for that and a billion for that or a trillion? Unbelievable what kind of nation we could be if we kept our fucking shekels or our value, our actual value. Because I don't want to say that that's all. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
To Jordan as well, starting in 1994, for the past 30 years, we have sent them over $100 billion. Also, not to forget the other countries, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Afghanistan. We have been sending them money for the past 23 years. $10 billion, $10 billion, $112 billion, $150 billion. Like, literally. And this all comes out to a grand total of, well, get this, a grand total of $30 trillion. And
holy
then if you divide
shit.
That debt to the American population, per capita cost to U.S. population, $92,000. Cost to a family of four, almost $400,000. So, you know, it's pretty easy to figure out why we are so broke, because for the past 70, 50, 60, 70 years, we've just been giving most of our money away on a war for terror. But honestly, it's not...
All right, one thing I want to point out is, so he said that... That money averages out to cost the American, each American taxpaying citizen or American, on an average of $400,000. Now, we know because we are noticers and we cover it on this stream, other streamers have covered it, other pro-whites have covered it, that brown people are a net negative of almost 700, like a nigger is a negative, net negative of like 700K in a lifetime. All these browns, except for Asian, are net negative. So it's just...
Not even a word on terror. It's to keep these people at peace just so that we can support the existence of Israel. So, yeah, I mean, Israel is not a self-sustaining country. It does not exist by itself. Like, literally, trillions and trillions of dollars, tens of trillions of dollars have been spent just to keep that country safe and keep it going. So, yeah, that is quite the situation.
Just a fucking black pill from the ages. All right, I'm going to take a leak. We're going to watch this cool meme waffin' edit, and then we're going to get into these cool little funny episodes I want to show you guys. Get something to drink. Water. Shout out to the night shift. All you hardworking dudes out there in the night shift, white power. Like that song. That's a pretty cool edit, man. HV at Meme Whopping, talent. I love Meme Whopping. White power. Oh, that's cool. Run, Jew, run. Shout out to Meme Waffin. That's funny. All right, so I don't know if you've ever heard of cognitive dissonance. I hadn't. And then I saw this Active Club Diaries and the Groyper Army thing, and it was hilarious. And I didn't know that there were other episodes. So they're not very long, but they should be funny. And, you know, we like to laugh around here. Gotta laugh. Let's go.
Let me tell you something. Nobody has been stronger on fighting anti-Semitism than I have. Nobody. In fact, some people who are very smart people...
Doesn't it bring a tear to your eye? Trump is finally back in the White House, baby. We won.
Yeah, man.
That guy reminds me of Danny McBride already, except he doesn't have the fucking curly fucking stuff.
I don't know. Doesn't he seem kind of different?
What do you mean? Now that Trump is in the White House, there are going to be no more wars in the Middle East.
And to show my support of the Jewish people, I have just ordered 6 Gorillian airstrikes towards Iran and her allies, quite frankly.
Gorillian.
Never forget.
Are you guys really watching that fucking Nazi talk about killing brown people on TV again?
Shut up, bitch! Look! He's gonna release the JFK files!
And finally, we will expose the deep state and the corrupt left, releasing the long-awaited JFK files, which the liberal left has tried so hard to corrupt.
Fucking base.
The so-called experts are asking me, Donnie, why
it's just blank, dude.
And let me tell you,
I can't believe you guys fall for this shit. Can't you see these type of rich assholes don't care about you or the people's interests at all? And everything he does is for the people that are pulling his strings behind the scenes. We all know that. Anything he does is just to the benefit of his obvious hand.
I just think it's fucking base. So based. Based.
Handlers.
White men.
And not only that, folks, but...
You shut your whore mouth! Donald Trump is a hero under this roof!
You Nazi
Trump's
fucking
gonna
piece of
drain
shit,
a swamp,
you fascist
and he's gonna kill you! He's gonna kill
you.
People like you!
Did Trump change? Or did I change? What's this?
You hear the Lord of the Rings music? Oh my god, it's Blackfield. It's Devin Stack. Yeah. To be continued.
Trump's gonna drain a swamp, and he's gonna kill you. He's gonna kill people like you.
Did Trump change? Or did I change?
Don't watch Devin Stack. He's gonna make you fucking hate life. He's gonna make you want to slit your wrists.
So I'm just so confused. What am I supposed to do? How can I help?
Later that night, he's ready to cut his wrist, drink himself to death. He feels that there's no hope for anything because he watched Devin Stack.
My people.
Finally, you are here.
Finally here? What are you talking about? Who are you? Why do you sound so robotic?
Who I am matters not any longer. For like many other peoples and ideas, I have been shortly remembered and long forgotten. I fulfilled my duty on Earth, and now I simply lead others along in their path in life.
You're here to show me my destiny in life? But why me? Am I some kind of chosen one?
Stop being such a fickin' fairy, dude. You ain't Just let me do my fickin' job, and we can get your fickin' ass in and out of here on schedule. First, I will show you your generation's past. Try to stay silent and don't draw any attention to yourself.
Oh
surrounded by niggers, huh? See? Even back then, yeah, you always say you want to go back to the 90s, but look, there's niggers. Your life sucked. Even when you thought you had a good life, it sucked, see? Haha, welcome to Black Pilled. Even when you thought life was good in 1984, it sucked. There's no hope. Your life sucks. It's miserable. Fuck you. Black Pilled, haha.
Dude, what's your problem? You trying to get me arrested doing this creepy shit? Looking into a school window? What's your fucking problem, dude?
Dude, no. Look, retard. The kid in...
Look, I love Devin Stack's work, and he's done some of the most amazing things I've ever seen. But ever since the re-election, man, he has just turned into a seething fucking crybaby bitch. Just about 3 hours every fucking stream. That's like some kind of cancer going around.
There is the only white kid in his whole grade. He has no peers that are common in interest or homeland. He's an alien in the land tamed by his ancestors.
So? Who gives a shit what some lonely faggy kid does while sitting alone at lunch?
The one who should care about the well-being of a child of their race should be you. Bitch.
So what?
Bitch.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is good for people to care about their own race. I know I've gotten enough shit for saying stuff like that. Problem is, no one else cares about us. No one younger than 50 years old cares about the well-being of their country, let alone their race.
Didn't you see the graph earlier?
Good luck convincing anyone over 50.
We saw the graph earlier.
Most people might...
He didn't see that graph earlier. He didn't see that clip.
...might not care, or even have any interest in hearing about the white race at all. But that sure hasn't stopped him from understanding the reality of it.
Murdoch, who is our enemy?
The enemy is anyone who opposes the 14 words, and you must always prepare yourself for sacrifice to achieve these words, for you must recognize there is a greater cause than just yourself, that you are part of a people that have created Western civilization, the greatest civilization. Always remember, behind you lies Europa, ahead of you lies Europa, and within you lies Europa.
What is that? What is he watching?
He is learning that he is not alone, that there are other people just like him, and that he shares the same struggle as countless generations which came before him. He is learning that his life can have meaning, and he can have a reason to fight. Now come, we still have much to see.
Holy shit, dude, what's happening? Why aren't they fighting back? We lose the race war?
Keep your voice low, boy. This is the potential future of your people if they are not destined to understand themselves, to understand their place in the world, and the race to chase the horizon.
Dude, enough of the esoteric bullshit. We gotta help them. They're about to die.
Bruh, for what people?
But you said he knew himself. You said he would have a reason to live. You told me he knew he had to fight.
Quit being so dramatic, Wussy. Relax. Take a fucking hit of this, and everything's gonna be alright.
I'm not gonna smoke that nigger weed. We lose the race war, and you're doing nothing.
As I said before, this future is not set in stone. This is the future that could happen and will happen should your people not know their place in the universe, their place in the world.
What people really don't understand these days is that there is a very clear dominance hierarchy. Well, it's like, who's at the top of the dominance hierarchy? Well, it's very simple. The world is totally and utterly controlled by little lobsters. Well, that's something. It's certainly not nothing, is it? But the question is like, well, how do we become more like the lobsters? The answer is to blow your trust fund on ketamine. To each according to their need. And that's what Nietzsche warned us about. He understood that in order to really bring out that monster inside of yourself, well, you've got to be driving a monster truck while on ketamine. It's extremely important. You've got to run over those woke moralists with your monster truck while you trip absolute balls. That's how the dominance hierarchy works in the real world, bucko. That's how you ascend to Pinocchio, Lion King, lobster, ketamine dominance. And it's like, well, ketamine? But that's drugs! Well, it may be drugs, but it comes from science.
Well, what am I supposed to do? What about that kid in the videos he was watching? Can't those guys just do it? Can't they wake the people up?
I'm afraid the time for waking up the masses has long since gone. Time for those videos has long since passed, too. What you need now, what your generation needs, is a revival of knowing that they are not alone. That they share the same fight as the countless generations before them. Find knowledge to help other people. You get the idea.
I think I get it. I need to show them that they might not have support from the general masses. They might feel alone and ostracized at times, but it doesn't matter. As long as they know who they are, it doesn't matter. Thank you, mister. I know what I must do. I must get as many of them out of that box of thinking that they're trapped and that I can. Thank you, mister. Thank you. 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 Well, now I know what I gotta do. I just need to learn more before I can show the others. Well, now I know what I gotta do. I just need to learn more before I can show the others. This is hard work, man. I wonder what my family's doing.
Hey, Rich, you like smoking nettle dust? You're lucky I'm a figment of your imagination on this string, or else I'd strangle you right here, right now. Throw you in a massive burning pit and machine gun you straight to hell. You stupid bitch. You stupid fucking bitch. Your brother is training for the racial holy war like a good, noble white man, while you sit in bed doing drugs to achieve some sort of pleasure? Nope. Think again, cunt. Because now I'm here, and I will make your life a living hell for the next 8 hours.
I love it, man. I still like the bikini bottom one the best.
And that, you see, is why the European Faustian man must survive and prevail, lest the Jew-led niggers kill us all.
Yes.
Egyptian sex rituals.
The mustache will not.
They're real. Look it up. They think they're possessed and they are.
I've already seen this in episode 9 times.
Oh, yeah, that's cringe. Well, anyways, as I was saying, this is the problem with the Goyish mentality, okay? Groiper Army, rise up.
Oh, God, it's Big Fuentes.
You ugly.
You know, can a nigga live? Can a nigga live? And see, people, this is why you need people like me, okay? I'm Italian, right? I'm an ethnic. And I think like the Jews think. And I know that America is trash.
Ketjuroipi Kitsup donated $20 with the message. Nick, I love your ideas. My bitch parents won't let me send you more money. Fuck them, they are. D-O-O-M-E-R-S.
Yeah, see, and then chat's gonna be like, oh, we're gonna be a trad-cat conquistador state and build an ethno-state. Like, dude, I'm literally a Mexican. Like, I don't know.
Damn! This kid's got it. Some real fine ideas.
That was awesome. That was fucking funny, man. Hey, I have a question, because this was on the front page, and I'm like, wait, I haven't heard this. I haven't seen this, because it was the guy from this fucking guy here from the fucking hate thing in Nashville. He was published just a few days ago.
So I thought I would sit down today and give my response to a recent news segment published by a Mr. Phil Williams.
Now, is this new?
Now, unlike Mr. Williams, I have better things to do. So, this news segment was published about 2 weeks ago, I believe, and I'm just going to be sitting down, listening through it.
Yeah, Phil Williams, the guy who fucking covered HT, went up and tried to get in his face, tried to disprove the fucking flyers. I hate that guy, but I don't remember seeing this clip. But anyway, if it's old or not, I've never seen it. We're going to watch it because this is Tanklin. Yeah. He didn't get him.
And I will be stopping to give all of you my thoughts in a very unscripted and a straightforward approach to the various myriad of slander, libel, and malicious allegations made in this segment, and you'll hear it all straight from me. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Tonight at 6, News Channel 5 investigates the neo-Nazis next door, a large hate group that our investigation discovered is expanding its presence right here in Tennessee. Good evening to you. I'm Carrie Sharp. And that group, the so-called Patriot Front, is probably best known for
So-called Patriot Front.
Plastering our communities with their hate-filled posters and graffiti.
I would say objectively, we're definitely best known for the marches, which is the only activism of ours they featured in the segment, but let's keep going.
Now our investigation has uncovered new videos that reveal the group is also preparing for battle.
They didn't uncover these videos in an investigation. We published them.
Chief investigative reporter.
Preparing for battle.
Continuing as hate comes to Main Street investigation. Phil, you have been working on this story for more than 3 months.
That's right. And during that time,
he's soaking this motherfudger dry, man. This guy is so punchable and kickable. And noosable.
Gathered never before seen video that shows what the Patriot Front is really up to.
Also a lie. The video he features is a video that we published, and it's not never before seen because we published it.
You're about to see that includes training men to fight right here in the volunteer state.
This is an allegation you hear a lot of times throughout this video. We're, you know, training men to fight, and we'll get into it a little bit more. But martial arts is not evidence of criminal intent.
Right now they've got an enemy. If they get rid of their enemies, they're gonna have to find a new one.
Our investigation began last fall as anti-fascist activists protested an annual white supremacist gathering inside.
Now this is when they like to take a clip of sound, like a quick sound blurb from someone who's not in Patriot Front, who has nothing to do with Patriot Front, saying, we're going to fight. They're going to bring the fight to us. And then try to say, okay, and that's Patriot Front because we're all the same.
outside the lodge at Montgomery Bell State Park, about 40 miles west of Nashville.
Of course, the anarchists, with extremely violent rhetoric protesting the American Renaissance Conference, do not get any of the same treatment that Patriot Front does in this segment, because Phil Williams is ideologically more aligned with them.
It was an investigation that would eventually lead us across the state to this large compound being built by a hate group right here in Tennessee. A compound where members train for battles that sometimes play out on the streets of America.
That is a ridiculous sentence. So first of all, not a compound. This is a regular piece of land in a rural part of the country. And it has a barn-type building with a private gym on it, and it has a house. This is not a compound. There is no encircling wall.
Were those PF guys in there bare-fisting it, though?
American Renaissance Conference.
I didn't know they went bare knucks. That's pretty cool.
A compound where members train for battles that sometimes play out on the streets of America.
That is a ridiculous sentence. So first of all, not a compound. This is a regular piece of land in a rural part of the country. And it has a barn-type building with a private gym on it, and it has a house. This is not a compound. There is no encircling wall. There's no guard towers. There's no spotlights.
There should be.
No barbed wire.
Do it.
This isn't the...
You won't do it.
They want you to imagine this sort of Aryan Nations fantasy militia Waco from the 80s sort of nonsense when they're ascribing all of this to us, but none of it is true. What he's describing is essentially private property that some people live at, not owned by me or the organization, just people's houses, and they decide to train jiu-jitsu there. And other martial arts combat sports, which are ultimately sports and practical
and
discipline.
And fisticuffs.
And he says this is a
little bare nut
intent
nook.
To engage in battle that sometimes play out on the streets of America. Well, he doesn't cite a single example because it hasn't. And the core idea that if I am intending to engage in battles on the streets of America, and I have been organizing with hundreds of men for almost a decade, and not one of these battles has taken place, either I am so inept at creating these public battlefield locations in incidents, or it's a falsehood. And he's just relying on the sort of news anchor veneer of official credibility to sell you these lies.
Bless some great words, man. He's a great communicator.
Smart, observant, thoughtful Americans who see that our country is going in the wrong direction and has been going in the wrong direction for
Jared Taylor.
Which may be why Jared Taylor, the founder of the American Renaissance Conference, insisted that we not take video of any faces while we were inside the conference.
He insisted that you not take video of any faces, Mr. Williams, because evidently you have a very bad track record of protecting people's personal information or
based.
Falsely ascribing people to some sort of political ideology you happen to do
based.
And then slandering them. We'll get into that more later.
How about the neo-Nazis?
I don't even know a neo-Nazi.
That is absolutely false. Jared Taylor lied to you.
Jeff Tischhauser tracks hate.
Oh, look at this fucking Jew. That's absolutely false.
Hate for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he knows a lot about the men we...
Fuck the SPLC. They're a fucking bunch of fraudulent fucks. They're bleeding money.
Identified from outside...
From lawsuits.
At the conference using facial recognition software. Men like Thomas Rousseau.
So they say they needed facial recognition software, and they have this amazing little CSI type graphic going on the news segment here, where they're flashing between a bunch of different. This is not what a facial recognition software user interface looks like, and it's me, and I think I'm something well known to people who are researching Patriot Front, research of the organization. I'm one of the faces you'll see. I'm wearing the same clothes that I do in a lot of videos. He did not need facial recognition software to determine that that was me when I'm wearing my hat. This is a ridiculous thing, and he's just throwing these words around, and they made these silly little
trying to make it look cool
to try to trick people who don't know any better, who are watching this segment, into thinking that you're some type of detective.
Nationalism is natural. Patriotism is inevitable.
Rousseau, seen here during a demonstration in Nashville last summer, heads the Patriot Front, one of the largest organized hate groups in the country. known for their flash mob protests that suddenly spring out of the backs of rental trucks.
Flash mob!
White gators to hide their
this is faces. Hilarious.
Their flag-waving marches are designed to present an image that also hides the hate behind their cause.
The hate!
It's not meant to hide anything. We say what we believe. We show what we want to show. There's no secret message. More on that later.
Within their private spaces online, members of Patriot Front worship Hitler, right?
That's abjectly false.
They deny the Holocaust. They use a...
Which is a valid historical opinion to have. Free speech applies.
Tremendous amount of racial slurs between each other.
They're very clever.
Some people use profanity. When you get inside their chats, he's speaking about a very limited window of partial availability of certain chats, which was the result of a malicious and illegal hack from 2021. So this guy does not have recent information. He does not have full information, and he more importantly does not have accurate information. He's making these wild allegations based on very piecemeal evidence extrapolated to his personal extreme, right? This is not somebody who's trying to tell you the truth, and is not somebody who's actually trying to give you a picture of what we believe. The best way to find out what the organization believes is to look at what we say. I have no interest in being a liar. I have no interest in changing or couching my opinions. If I wanted public appeal, I wouldn't say a lot of the things that I do. And if I wanted to radicalize my message for attention, well, that would be pointless because we get plenty of attention already.
You know, something I really like is how each point that he makes a point, he just uses brevity. He's like, he doesn't have to spend 35 minutes to try to defend or counter one little thing. He's like, nope, blah, 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 bam. You can look it up. Bam, there it is. Not like, well,
Let's keep going.
He's not using AI there to tell him what to fucking say.
Sounds in patriotism. Patriot Front.
So that's a way for Patriot Front to appeal to the larger conservative movement.
Again, if I was really trying to appeal to conservatives at the expense of my own integrity, you think I might do something like endorse Donald Trump? Or we would have people speak highly of Trump, or go to Trump rallies, or we would call ourselves conservatives, which we don't. Any of these things would be incredibly easy for us to do in order to try to get a bunch of conservatives on our side of things. But we don't do any of that. So we're really trying to get after conservatives by adopting Americana, but we're not going to try to say anything positive about Trump. The motive does not make any sense. In truth, the American history and American heritage, the symbols and truth of the culture of Americana is actually very congruent with nationalism.
Based.
America's history is full of the opinions and thoughts and legislation about race and nationality and immigration and politics and democracy and a republic and all of these things that align perfectly with what we believe. And
based.
So little of it, so precious little and so recent, aligns with the opinions of these men who are fundamentally seeking to transform America into something more and more continuously unrecognizable, not only to the founding fathers, but even generations more recently. So really, our use of American heritage and culture is actually just a truthful representation of what we believe and who we are loyal to and what we are fighting for. But they want you to believe that it's fake. The actual message that we convey, they want you to believe that we're lying about all of this.
Cynics, that's great. Yeah, profanity, man. I get on myself. Sometimes I just start saying it all the time. And I don't swear in my house, so sometimes I let out some stuff out here and I feel bad about it. You got to be better communicating. I mean, use your words.
Because the actual message they want us to adopt is one of antisocial radicality for radicality's sake. They want to put us in that box so we are more easily dismissed. But that's not who we are and that's not what we are. And we have no interest in lying to our audience, unlike Williams and Tischauer here.
We are Americans. We are not white Americans because there are no other kind of Americans than those who are white and from Europe.
Based.
If I was trying to moderate myself for public appeal, you don't think I would say things like this. But why do I say them? Because I believe them. Moving on.
At age 26, Thomas Rousseau is polished in his racism.
Life, polished racism.
Liberty, victory!
But to leak to videos from inside Patriot Front.
Again, this is a 4 or 5 year old leaked video. These individuals sent this to me and said, hey, can we use this? And I said, no, that's ridiculous. end of conversation. One guy making a stupid joke 5 years ago. That's your big gotcha to prove that our message is false. That's all they have. Moving on.
Revealed that beneath that polished veneer.
Good take right there.
Feed f***ing high. Let's f***.
One silly joke 5 years ago.
Nazis.
These are hardened white supremacists.
Hardened white supremacists.
A white ethno state created somewhere in the United States.
I do.
Another really strange line of rhetoric from this guy. We do not promote or practice a secessionist, Balkanistic mindset. We do not speak of that as a strategy or a tactic.
Oh, yeah, Balkanization's not
trying to
that could be
South
bad, too.
Secede for a new Confederate States of America. We're not trying to do any of that. And there's no
Woo, let's go,
so
secession.
Bring it up? There's no statements he can attribute to us wanting to take a part of the country and make it into a white ethno state. What we actually want to do is influence Americans, our countrymen, within the continent to influence their own economic standing, their social standing, their political standing, and their health and viability, social mobility. We want to build up our people and accrue power towards the nationalistic and patriotic individuals within our organized collectives to be able to change the country. It's really simple. We want to accrue power and influence through organizing, through political organizing. That's what everybody does, believe it or not. And use that power and influence to change the country for the better. He wants you to believe that we're trying.
And now, listen, you know, the word political organizing really kind of gets people. Ugh. Do you know that just taking your money and consciously saying, I'm only going to shop from that white business owner. I'm not going to shop at that Jewish owned business. That BlackRock owns him. I'm, you know, being very selective with everything you do. Same thing. That's political. That's being political.
Trying to get some sort of secessionist white ethno state global race war nonsense, because again, they keep trying to put us into this sort of box, which is ultimately something which is outlined by the SPLC or these other matters in the 70s and 80s. They want to have you imagine the organization as something which is fundamentally anachronistic. But at every point, they fail to actually describe how their allegations, how their slander, connects with the real provable publications of the organization, which they so rarely actually reference in this expose about us. Again, the when they're trying to prove that we're lying about what we believe, they reference a single joke made in passing half a decade ago. That's what they have. Let's keep going.
All right. So with that, it's 2 o'clock and my building feels like it's going to shake apart and the storm's about to smash. The lights are flickering. So this is a good time to just go ahead and wrap her on up. We'll finish this. We actually have quite a ways to go. So I'm just going to crank it down. And I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. I'm going to be moving pretty quickly here. The stream will only get uploaded if after the storm passes. Here in the rurals, you got to be pretty aware of the system going down because a circuit that you're on could blow down like miles away. So thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight. It looks like Gulag Kulak's got his history stream still going, so you can check that out and check out everything else. Make sure you check out the links below to Type Flyer, to Aquarius
Let's
Fab.
Go. Let's go.
Thank you, Bill Reich.
Stay safe, Tanko forward slash.
It worked that time, see? Thank you very much, Bill Reich, one of the executive producers of our show. And also thank you to Redneck. I will be safe. It's kind of crazy. The family came here because they know if something does happen here, we've got everything we need. Cellar, stable walls and all that. All the kits. You know me. I've got like the box with all of the flashlights and everything you need and all the batteries. But no money, no problem. Hit up Kite Flyer. Hit up Aquarius Fab LLC. Hit up GoyamTV.shop. You know, check out the flyers there. Check out all the base gear. And check out Doomsayer, man. Check out Johnny Doomsayer over on Volk, okay? A new white network. I have a stream key, apparently, but I just don't know how to get on there and use it because he's awesome, dude. We love Doomsayer. And I actually think he's going to be on Flood Show coming up soon. So Doomsayer is a bass dude. Check him out. Again, thank you to everybody. Thank you to new people. Hit the follow button. I'm on pretty often. And I'm not ever going to get blown away. I just, the way I'm wired, I like to be in there, able to react and not have to like, oh my gosh, it's a severe thunderstorm and now there's a tornado. The sirens are off. I just want to be prepared. So as always, my name's Ben Tanklin. I name the Jew and you should too. No niggers or nons allowed in this show. And I'm not going to talk to one. You'll never see that around here. So name that Jew, white power, throw a flyer or two, maybe some hand to hand. You can do it. We all can. If it's not white, it's not right. The 14 words apply as always. Good night, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow with Paperboy 5000.